Okay, we had mentioned, we had seen this line in the Gemara about Kedushas Damim, Kedushas, or rather, sorry, the Isser Hanas, Gufan Hanas Damav. So we saw a bit of a machlokas. First machlokas we saw seems between Rashi and Rabbi Gershon and the Rambam. Rashi and maybe the Raivid, according to half the Achronim. First Rabbi Gershon, the Rambam. Is Hanas Damav the only, does Hanas Damav mean even if you sell it? Or no, if you sell it, that's a pidyon. Okay, that's one machlokes, so we'll get back to it. The next machlokes we saw was between the Ravid and the Rambam and Rabbi Gershom. The Rambam and Rabbi Gershom say, if you sell it, not only is it usher to sell it, but if you sell it, the money becomes usher bahana. Right? It's tofes as Damav. And here the Ravid had two objections to the Rambam. The first one we discussed last time. His first objection to the Rambam was that there's some, you know, there's pidyon or potential for pidyon here. His second objection to the Rambam was, forget about pidyon. It's not from Yisuri HaNah, but he's Yisuri HaNah Shetofsus to Mayim Zeh. Right? Not, most Yisuri HaNah are not Tofes, Damim. Here's the, Ravid. V'chimi, Yisur HaNosh, Shetofsus, Demei Muzeh. Only Avodah Zarah and Shvias is Tofes Damav. The normal rule is, if I sell, let's say, Klaya Kerem, or Basar B'Chalav, or Shar Niskal, etc., the item was Asar B'Hanah. I did an Avera by selling it in order to profit. But once I sell it, the money is not Asar B'Hanah. So how come over here, the value of a Petach Hamor is Asar B'Hanah according to the Rambam? That's the question of the Ravid, and we just wanted to answer that question before we move on in Shas. So one answer to that question, which I think I put in the Makura sheet, is very peculiar, which is, I put it there for the Machne Ephraim. It almost makes sense. The Machne Ephraim answered based on a shita of Rashi. Says the Machne Ephraim. Sorry. Nearly, Dama Vasur midrabana lamachlif atzmo kechol isurei hana. Teda, that it says, Kiddush Vilei Mikudeshes. What does he say? Here's the question. Question is, why is Heter Hamor Tofes es Damav? Why is Heter Hamor Tofes es Damav if all Yisurei Hanah, or at least substantially all Yisurei Hanah, are not? So one answer is the Machne Ephraim says the Rambam doesn't really mean it's tofe that Petach Hamor is an exception. Petach Hamor is a rule. There's a Rashi that says that when I sell an Isser Hana'a, even though it's not tofe, it's not of midoraisa, midrabanan, for me, there's an Isser Hana'a on the Damim. Why? Because they wanted to give me a patch, right? I shouldn't say, oh, now I did my Aveira. I sold my Bas B'Chalav, I made $1,000 and laugh all the way to the bank. I didn't know there, and now I'm happy. No, so they said, I can't be nanner from that $1,000. So therefore, he says that it's just the regular din of Isser Hanah Midrabanan Le Mocher Atzmo that applies to all Yisurei Hanah, which is a Mefurash Rashi. The only problem is, and this, I'm not sure how the Machne Ephraim could have said this exactly, it's explicit in the Rambam in Macholos' verse. The Rambam doesn't hold like this Rashi. Right? It's very nice that Rashi holds that way, but the Rambam is pretty Mefurash that he holds that there's no Yisurei Hanah at all on the Damim if you sell Yisurei Hanah. I thought the Rambam was pretty explicit. Komach Shu Osir Hanah, etc. V'adamim mutarim. Kiyon shemachar, v'adamim mutarim. Damim mutarim is mutarim legamri. That's very dachuk. So, this is very difficult. I really don't understand what the Machne Ephraim meant by this, because it seems pretty mefurish that This is Shitas Rashi, but the Rambam himself doesn't hold this way. Okay, so I really don't know what to do with the Machne Ephraim. It's a bit of a tzarachia. Like, it sounds good, but it's just not the sheet of the Rambam. So I'm not sure what he means. Unless he wants to read into the Rambam. The Rambam says, when you sell this year, I know the money's mutter. He means for other people, not for you. But then the Rambam should have said that. So I'm just going to leave the Machne Ephraim bit tzarachia. Two answers we already saw in previous Shurim have to do with the nature of this Isra Hana, right? If you take the two different Shitas in the Isra Hana, each one came up with an answer. Let's hazard those two answers, and this is where the Shitas came from. If we remember, we mentioned these Shitas, these will be familiar with us. Another answer is the Kovet Shiurim. The Kovet Shiurim says, Isra Hana are not Tofis to Mehem. Because that's just Isser, Basar B'Cholav, and Klai HaKerem, and Shor HaNiskal, that's not Tofis Demeim, that's just Isser. But we know that Kedusha is Tofis Estamav, and Isser is just an Isser. Okay, what should be Tofis for that's Osser, why should it spread? Kedusha is Kedusha, it's a real positive value. That also creates an Isser, as we know. But it creates an Isser because it's a positive Kedusha here, not just because it's a negative item. So here, what does he say about Petach Hamor? Petach Hamor, Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, right? Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, Ba'adam V'Abhema, even Hamor is not only Shores and Set. So the Kovet Shiurim says, remember that was his Lovus, in the Isser Hana'a, he says, it's not just Isser Hana'a, it's Kedusha. And Kodesh is Tofes Estamav. Okay, it's obviously a funny kind of Kedusha, because you don't actually makrev anything to the Beis HaMikdash or anything like that. But nonetheless, Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, and we compared it to Chermei Kohanim, this is not him, this we just added to make it a little sweeter. Chermei Kohanim are real Kekdish, and you give it to the Kohen, but you never bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a real Kedusha, and the nature of this real Kedusha is you're pulled on a sand, give it to the Kohen, but it's real Kedusha. If it was a cow or a sheep or a goat, it would have been a carbon. Since it happens to be a donkey, the Kedusha gets expressed differently by just being pulled and given to a Kohen. But Kedusha is Tofes Estamav, and that's a very nice answer to this Rambam. The Noda Behuda took the opposite approach, if we recall. The Noda Behuda says that this is not just a regular Isser Hana'a. They're both saying this is not a regular Isser Hana'a. But Yerubin the Yehuda says it was a knas. This is not a regular Isra. Regular Isra, no, Basar B'Cholav is Asra Hana'a, because it's Asra Hana'a. So I don't have to know why, because it says so in the Torah. You know, Klai HaKerem is Asra Hana'a. This is Asra Hana'a, not just as a knas. Maybe a knas went a little too far. It's more than just a knas. This is Asra Hana'a as an incentive. The Torah says, in order to get you to be Podeh, this Petach Hamor is Asra Hana'a until you're Podeh. It's a knas. But a knas, an incentive to do pidyon. And therefore, says the Noda Behuda, if it was a normal Isra Hana'a just because the Cheftza was evil, if it was just a bad Cheftza, we would say, okay, that Cheftza is bad. It doesn't make the money bad. The money's an innocent coin. But here, it's not that the Cheftza is bad. It's that you have to do a mitzvah, and Hashem gives you a knas, an incentive to do the mitzvah. So after I sell the Petach Hamor, I still have to do the mitzvah of pidyon. It says in Yonah from an Alf, you can be poda petach hamor that it's in someone else's hands. What? That's a knas d'oraisa. It's a knas d'oraisa. How does he know it's d'oraisa? It's Rabbi Yehuda learns from his svara or his
krav. The other two knasot and Abu Zer, which means don't need your
abode.
For sure.
Well, I don't know if it's, first of all, let's leave that not so posh, but that's not a knas. A shviyat is osher because it has maybe kedusha. Right? Maybe that's why it transfers. It has a fundamental nature of Shriya. Some of the Zara's Asher, because it's fundamentally evil. Here, there's nothing fundamentally evil about the Petach Hamor. The Petach Hamor, as far as God's concerned, the Petach Hamor is a very, very nice donkey, and it would be wonderful to interact with it in very positive and even profitable ways. But how can you get Hana'a when you didn't do what you were supposed to do? You did. So therefore, says the Navi Yehuda, he says, even after Mechira, the Chiyuv Pidyon remains. So, the Knas remains
on the Bailin. After all, who deserves the knas? The poor guy who bought the Petach Chomer, but maybe doesn't even know it's a Petach Chomer. He is not the one who's supposed to do the mitzvah. I'm the one who's supposed to do the mitzvah. And therefore, since now I don't have the Petach Chomer, what the Isra and the Petach Chomer is not a valid knas for me anymore. I don't have the Petach Chomer. What do I care if that guy's doing something wrong? All I have is the money. Therefore, the knas transfers to the money because it's not a fundamentally an Isra and it's fundamentally an incentive. And I'm going to meet the incentive to the mitzvah. So since I have the money, the knas transfers to the money. That's the note of Yehuda.
According to this, if the kohenet, he didn't know. Now suddenly he knows. Somebody told him. Does he have, and the other guy's a Russian. He won't be voted. Is he have a chiyuv to be voted?
Okay, that is
not to use the sitra or not.
That is a fascinating question. Whether he has a mitzvah to be voted, meaning with the mitzvah is chal as a chiyuv on him, I'm not sure, but he certainly practically has a necessity to be poda, because the animal stays aser b'hanah.
Right.
So at least he has a practical necessity to be poda, if not, although he might not have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is sick of the guy. So here we have two, we learned this already, two opposite ideas of the nature of Petach Chomer. Kovashir says, mamish kodesh l'Hashem, just slightly different than a regular karbon, and kedusha transfers. Nodavir says the opposite. Not only not kodesh, it's not even really aser, it's just a knas. But if it's a knas, of course the knas has to transfer, because you're the one who deserves a knas, so it should transfer to whatever you're holding. A fourth, which I only put in brackets, is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger gives a nice technical answer. Maybe it's really more than technical, but we'll just understand on the surface level. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that normally Yisurin are not tofes as dumb of, because we have no particular mucker that they should be transferable. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that Davka Heter Chamor is transferable because since it has Pidyon, we know, unlike other Yisurei Hana, other Yisurei Hana don't have Pidyon, right? If I have Basar V'Chalav or Shor HaNitzkal or Fayei Kerem, I can't switch them for a set, right? This has Pidyon. Once it has Pidyon, what does that show? That you can transfer this. After all, the Torah said Pidyon. Oh, we didn't think it was transferable, but the Torah says it is transferable. So, Gzeiras HaKasov, that it is transferable. Now, of course, Pidyon is not really a transfer. When I do Pidyon, the Isser HaNah doesn't go to the Seth, says Mutter. But once the Torah says the idea of Pidyon, I'm obviously transferring something onto the Seth. Therefore, we extrapolate from the Torah says, I can do Pidyon, which is not exactly the same as we're talking about now, but once the Torah says this is transferable, but derech pidyon, it's also transferable, but derech tfisas damim. Okay, we extrapolate from pidyon to tfisas damim. That's the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. We extrapolate, even though it's not really the same, because in pidyon, the said doesn't become usher. But we extrapolate from pidyon to tfisas damim, because at the very least, there is this idea that it transfers. Okay, most achronim say none of these four answers. Most achronim, such as the Shar HaMelech and the Oneg Yontif were the first, and then a lot of the later achronim, 100 years ago, jumped on the bandwagon, the Sfas Emes, the Tziv, and the modern-day achronim, the Stipler and the Chazon Ish. Most achronim say a fifth answer. This is the first? The Shar HaMelech. That was not on the Makoros, I think, but if you want to know where it is, it's in Ishos Hei Beis, where the Rambam talks about Yisurei Hana'ah, and the Oneg Yontif, who was on the Makoros, and most Achronim give another answer to the Rambam by denying the premise. It's a very clever answer to the Rambam. They say, forget about Petach Chomer. We don't have to say anything about Petach Chomer to answer this question yet. The Machleh Ephraim just made a general assumption. The only problem is it seems to be wrong. The next 3 days in the Achronim were very, very nice, clever days, and very possibly correct, but they had to do with Petach Chomer. Most Achronim say, no, you don't need to go to Petach Chomer to answer this. All you need is to deny the premise. What was our premise? Our premise is that Yisurei Hana'ah are not tofeses d'mehem. Right? Now, where do we get this premise? Well, seems to be a fairly well-founded premise, because the halacha is by selling Yisurei Hana'ah, the money's mutter. So Yisurei Hana'ah doesn't transfer to the exchange. Ein tofsin es d'mehem. Says the Oneg Yontif, most of the Achronim, that's not true, based on Yerushalmi. They say, the Yerushalmi, that's not true. What do they say? Really? Yisurei Hana'ah tofs, I shouldn't say really, I should say, theoretically Isurei Hana'ah Tofsin Demehem. Really, every Isra Hana'ah transfers. Really, the rule of the Torah. Whenever I exchange X for Y, the Isra transfers. That's the fundamental rule of the Torah. Whenever I exchange things, the Isra transfers. But it doesn't. So they quote from Yerushalmi, really, Isurei Hana'ah should take Tofes their Dumin. But the only problem is, Isurei Hana'ah don't have Dumin in the first place. Isurei Hana'ah can't be sold. Therefore, if they were sold for money, the money would be Usher. But you can't sell Isurei Hana'ah for money. Why? Because since they're worthless, they're not bar mechira. You can't sell them. According to some Rishon Machron, this Ming Achos Rokum Eitu, you don't even buy Los on Isurei Hana'ah. Some Rishonim hold that when something's Usher Hana'ah, I don't own it anymore. So if I don't own it, I can't sell it. How can you say this is the money? Really, you just took this Isurei Hana'ah and gave me money as a present. And even if I do have Bailus on Isurei Hana'ah, the Nesiva says, but it's considered Ainu Bershu, so I don't have I don't have the power to sell it. How can I sell something that is not valuable at all, that has no use to me, that I have no control over? So therefore, and even if, you know, you want to deny that and said I could sell it, it could be that it can't be exchanged for money because it's worthless. Right? So theoretically, Isurei Hana'ah tops into mayhem. But since they are worthless, there is no demehen. I didn't sell it. The money is either gezel, if I didn't tell him. If I didn't tell the buyer is Usher Hana'ah, then that's money. This is not on there. This is Gezel. I ripped him off. I stole his money and gave him something worthless. And if I did tell him, or it's a Matana. If I did tell him, he said, you know what? I want to buy it anyway. Let's say he's not from. Says, I want to buy it anyway. Then it's very nice that he thinks he bought it. But he didn't buy it because it can't be sold. What he did was agreed to give me a Matana. Okay, he thinks he bought it, and I think I sold it. But halachically, that's not true, says the Rishalmi. Halachically, I can't sell this. It's a worthless item. What happened? Either I ripped off and stole his money, or he gave me a matana because of his krum hashkafa. But really, there is no domain. This is a Yerushalmi in Kiddushin. So therefore, now what do the Akronim say? They say very, very pashut. This is true of all Isurei Hana'ah. I can't sell them because they're worthless. But is Pesach Hamor worthless? It's Usher Hana'ah, but is it worthless? Tell me in two words, or three words, why it's not worthless. My Debeini Beini, exactly. Pesach Hamor is not worthless, because every Usher Hana'ah is I can't do anything with it. Pesach Hamor, what are you talking about? Remember we said a man can be Mekanish a girl with a Pesach Hamor. Why? She knows the Pesach Hamor itself, meaning if he doesn't tell her, then it's a Mekah Fals. But if he tells her it's a Pesach Hamor, here's a Pesach Hamor, worth, $50. So what does she think? She's not stupid. She knows she can't use this $50 Pesach Hamor. But she knows she can give a $5 seth and be po then come up with a profit of 45 and be kasha with my debaini bangi. Likewise, the Gemara says in Yon Aleph Amin Aleph at the bottom that we didn't get to yet, that if I steal someone's Pesach Hamor, I have to pay them kefel. It's considered stealing their property, because even though it's not worth anything to him right now, but it's worth something to him in the long run. Meaning there is, but it is real property. You can do kiddushim with it. So therefore he says, but Peter Hamor is worth my debaini baini. So I can sell it halachically. Meaning not only can I appear to sell it, I can even really sell it. Why? Because I've sold my debaini baini. According to almost all Rishonim and Achronim, I have real bailus and there's real shovi to the Pesach Hamor right now. I can't use it right now, but it's worth $45. It's not worth $50 to me, it's worth $45 to me. And therefore, of course I can sell it as regular property. Therefore, it's not that Pesach Hamor is more chomer in terms of Tfisas Damim. All Damim are usher. It's just that other Yisrael don't have Damim. Pesach Hamor has Damim. So I can sell it halachically. Therefore, the money is really demei, or say better, is really halife peter hamor. I really did trade it. And the rule is Yisurei Hana'ah Tovsin Demehem. So therefore, that's what they're going to say, very pashut. It's not a problem to transfer Yisurei Hana'ah, it's a problem to sale. Everyone knows I can sell a Petach HaMor because it's really worth 90% of its value, or however much percent it's worth, $45. And therefore, of course, it should be Tovsin Demehem. The same would be true if I could sell Orla and Klai HaKerem Bas B'Cholov. I just can't. But this is Yisurei Hana'ah that I can.
How would the Rishonim answer that?
What?
How would the Rishonim answer that? How would they mitiyaches to it?
I think what the Lechora, it's an interesting question. Lechora, those who argue on the Rambam would say that this whole analysis is wrong. Well, you could say one of two things, but the easy. Okay, they would say one of two things. Either, what would the Rambam say, for example? And anyone who agrees with the Rambam, either he'd say this whole analysis is wrong. Maybe it's Yerushalmi, but it's not a problem. This analysis is wrong. Really, Yisurei Hana'ah not Tofis de Mayhem. This whole lumbus is wrong. Yisurei Hana'ah fundamentally not Tofis de Mayhem, even if you could sell them. Or they might say, and this has to do with maybe a Tosus Ridden, Kedushin Nachman Ches.
They would say you can buy something that isn't worth anything.
What?
They can say you can buy something that isn't, that you can't use, that isn't worth
anything. Yeah, even if you do, and still, it's not Tofis de Mayhem. So the right would say either Yisurei Hana'ah fundamentally not Tofis de Mayhem, or he might say, and this is a bit of a, this is going to be a, maybe too difficult. Okay, we'll have to stick with that. Because otherwise it's going to be too difficult of a chish. Lechora, that's what he would, that's what they would say. Okay. Now, I think we're ready to go on in the Gemara. That was where did we leave off? We left off the line of Hana'ah's Damav. Right, so we just have to finish the issue of this. All started in the issue of whether Rav Shimon's moded after Arifa it's Asur Hana'ah. So let's just get the halacha l'maisa. We're up to V'chein Amar of Nachman. We're in the end of the ninth wide line on Yud Amid Beis. V'chein Amar of Nachman. Rav Avuah moded Shim Lach Arif Shu Asur. Rav Shimon's moded that after Arifa the Egla is the Petach HaMor is Asur Hana'ah. V'chein Amar of Nachman Amidala. How do I know the tiny Va'arafto Nemar Kan Arifa Nemar Lahamlan Arifa Ma'al Hamlan Asur Kan Asur. Exactly like we said one blot ago that it's a Gzira Shava. It says Arifa Arifa just like a Garufa is Asur. So too Petach HaMor is Asur. Mani Ilema, but who wrote this? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayim Eser Aser. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, even when it's alive, it's Aser. Arifa doesn't do anything. El Alav Rabbi Shimon, it must be Rabbi Shimon. So Amalei Rusheshes Safra. Rabbi Sheshes says Safra Chavreich Targuma. Your friends have answered this off. Have explained this to me. That's not a proof. You want the proof? It must be Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Yehuda was the Chiddush. It's been Aser all along. No.
You could say this is only Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a good proof. Maybe only Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda need to tell us it's Asur after Arifa? It was Asur from birth.
The answer is you might have thought Arifa is a key mitzvah like Diga. Once you do the mitzvah, it's not Asur anymore. Kamashalan, no. Arifa, it stays Asur.
Amar of Nachman, not Midalah, so another proof. How do I know? Midatani Levi, the Levi's, the price of Levi that we mentioned already, who have ceremonial shalom and faithful use of Mamon. We mentioned this at length. He was mashal mamon of koin, but not doing pidyon, so he loses money by doing arifa. Mani, ilay Rabbi Yehuda, mister koi. If you say Rabbi Yehuda, what money is he losing? It's already Asur Hana'ah. Elolav, Rabbi Shimon, must be Rabbi Shimon, and he's losing money because it becomes Asur Hana'ah. So they say, no, two ways out of this. He buys him Rabbi Yehuda, he buys him Rabbi Shimon, he buys him Rabbi Yehuda, save the baby baby. Might be Rabbi Yehuda, what does he lose? He loses the fact that he could have given a seh and profited the price differential. And now it's too late to give a seh and profit. The Bais Aim Rabbi Shimon Fchasmisa or Rabbi Shimon, and maybe it's not Asur Hana'ah. It's just he lost money because a dead animal is worth a lot less than a live animal. But nonetheless, Rish Lakish agrees, even though we couldn't find a proof in the end, that Rabbi Shimon's mode that after Arifa, that's Asur Hana'ah. Rabbi Yochanan, the Tamer Rilazar, Rabbi Dagna Chlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Rilazar says, no, it's still Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon still it matters the Hana'ah after Arifa. Ika, but we paskin that, well, it doesn't matter what we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Ika, the Masay Lotar of Shimon Aha. The Rabbi Nachman, some people say Rabbi Nachman started with, not with a statement, but Rabbi Nachman started with answering a question. Hamakadish Petach HaMor Inim Kudeshes. If a man is Makadish a girl with a Petach HaMor, it doesn't work. Lema sees Lotar of Shimon. That must be against Rabbi Shimon, because that's assuming Petach HaMor is Asur Hana'ah. So it must be that mission is like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rav Nachman. I'm Rav Avuah. No, Yach Arifa Derekol. No, even Rav Shimon admits is also about now after Arifa, and maybe that's the Mishnah. Ikeda Amri Hamani. Now here we segueing to another discussion. So the Ikeda Amri is that they had a different problem with his Mishnah. Hamani lo Rav Yehuda lo Rav Shimon. It works neither for Rav Yehuda nor Rav Shimon. The first version is that we said it wasn't, didn't work for Rav Shimon. Now we said it works for no one. Why? Rav Shimon tekdesh b'chula. If Rav Shimon, the whole Petach Mor is motzeh b'hanah, she should be mekudeshes. Rav Yehuda tekdesh b'chula b'ni b'ni. And even if Rav Yehuda, the chamor is aser b'hanah, but like we said on Daf Tesem and Beis, she should be mekudeshes with a price differential that she could give a $5 set and make a lot of money. And the answer is, of course, they could have said it's after Arifa, and then it's too late to be po, then it's aser. But here they came with another answer. It's according to Rav Yehuda, and it's a case where the Petach Hamor, a weird case, is only worth a shekel. V'sovel like Rav Yosef Yehuda, and this Mishnah holds like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. The Tanya tifte, niyad tifte kolshu. It says tifte, which means you do it right away. The extra lashon tifte means you do it right away. Unlike Pidyon Aven, you have to wait for 30 days. Petach Hamor, you pulled it right away. Tifte kolshu, you could use any value of set. There's no minimal value for the set. Rav Yosef Yehuda Amar ain't pidyon pachus mi shekel. He says nope. The set has to be worth at least a shekel. So therefore, if it's only worth a shekel, and we hold like Rav Yosef Yehuda, we don't pass that way for this Mishnah, that you have to be posed with a set of a shekel, there's no baini baini, and that's why it's not worth anything for Kiddushin. Amar tifta miyat tifta kolshu pshita. Isn't it obvious you could be posed with any amount of right away? It doesn't say a time, it doesn't say a value. So obviously, why do you need to drusha? So the answer is, etzrich. Remember, we had a hekesh, right? Achpadot of the eighth b'chor, there's a hekesh to pidyon haben of people. So you might think, shloshim v'chamesh doesn't mean 35. It means just like pidyon haben, you have to wait 30 days and pay 5 shekel. Likewise, you might think that in Petach Hamor, you have to wait 30 days before you do it and then pay a seh that's worth at least 5 shekel. 5, the biblical shekel, which is what we call a selah in Shas. Kamashvalan tifta miyad to the kosher. That's why you have the extra lashon tifta to teach you. It's not like pidyon haben. You can do any kind of pidyon you want at any time with any value. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda ema im pidyon pichuzim mishekel miman of shach. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, miman of shach. Imachshel b'chor adam chamishli by me lo makas shekel minali. If he holds that really we should go with the hekesh to pidyon haben, you should need 5 shekel. And if he doesn't have a hekesh, then it should be any amount. So where does he get one from? The yom lo makas really. He does not compare it to pidyon haben. So where does he get it from? Amar Rava, Amar Krav, Cholikayev Shagal Kodesh. The pasuk says in Parshas Bechukosai, all values have to be using the Shekel HaKodesh. Now, simple shot of the pasuk is just the denomination of the currency has to be the Shekel HaKodesh, not the dollar or the Egyptian whatever, the Babylonian whatever. But the drash is called erchin. Lo shekel. All erchin, any time you give value of something, has to be at least a shekel. So that, therefore, everything has to be at least a shekel. Pidyon pets has to be at least a shekel. Rabbanan how behesek yad ksiv. The Rabbanan say, you're right, there is such a thing. That's only behesek yad. What does hesek yad mean? It says in the parsha of erchin, for this kind of person, 30 shekel. For this kind of person, 50 shekel. For this kind of person, 15, etc. But it says, asher tasik yad anod. If you're poor, the coin tells you you can give less. So, that's talking about sliding scale. No matter how poor someone is, they have to give at least a shekel. But it's talking about erchin, not talking about petach hamor. So, the chacham say that's only talking about erchin. Erchin have to be at least a shekel. Oh, what do you mean? They're all at least 5? Or at least 3? No, it means even if someone's poor, they have to give at least a shekel. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda understands it more expansively. Not only does he agree, erchin have to be at least a shekel for poor people, everything has to be at least a shekel, including Petach Hamor, Lamaisa, we don't hold, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, as we're about to say, Amar Rav Nachman, Tapi Yud Aleph, Halachi Devir Chachamim, it could be any value, said Vakama, how much, Amar Rav Yosef Yehuda, Petroza Bar Danka, even a scrawny, sickly seh, which is only worth a mi'ah. Remember, a ma'av was in the Torah, a 20th of a shekel, then they added it and it became a 24th. So it's a 24th of a sela, a quarter of a zuz. That's practically nothing. We also have in the Mishnah, in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, it says you can use any sela, whether big or small. Pshita, isn't it obvious? Right? It says any size, big and small. So what do you need to tell me? A filo patroza bas danka? So no, lo, you might have thought it could be big or small, but not that small. Inami petroza lo, or you might have thought it could be big or small, but it can't be sickly and scrawny. It's not clear why we'd have had this sahavimina, but I saw one of the acronym, he said, maybe if we didn't call mivchar nidrechem, that whenever you give something to Hashem, it has to be from the nice ones, not from the bad ones. Right? Likewise, truma. You're not allowed to take truma, min hara, right? You can't take the worst part for truma in the old days when they had tumah batara. You can't give all your worst animal for a karban. So you might have thought petach hamor, even though it's only chulin biyad kohen, it's still a kedusha, and there would be a din you can't give from the worst, because that's a bizayin to Hashem. Kamashwa, no. It's just that once your poda that says chulin biyad kohen, it can even be the worst. You don't have to worry about this din of mivchar nedrechem of giving something choice. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, havalei petach hamor. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya had a petach hamor. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is not what we call Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. This Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya does seem to be the Tana. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, havalei, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had a petach hamor. Shadri lekami dori tarfon. He sent it to Rabbi Tarfon. Amalei, why do you send it to Rabbi Tarfon? Kami be'inu l'meis of the coin. How much do I have to give the coin? Right, what's the value do I have to give the kohen? So Amr Le, Hari Amru in Yafa B'Selein, Rabbi Shekel, be known as Baragya. They said, if you're generous, give a whole sela, which is the biblical shekel. If you're cheap, give a shekel, which is the biblical machzis shekel. If you're average, then give a ragya. Amr Rabbi Hilchsa Baragya. Now halacha is Baragya. This is a bit of machlokas, but most posts assume he didn't mean to contradict Rabbi Tarfon. The Torah sounds maybe he was contradicting Rabbi Tarfon. It's just a ragya, but everyone else in the world assumes he was passing like Rabbi Tarfon. Hilchas of a ragya and the average, and he could be more generous or more cheap. The kama, and how much a ragya? Tilsa zuzi, 3 zuz, meaning 3 quarters. That's halfway in between a sela, and half a sela is 3 quarters of a sela. Ragilach, why it's called ragya? It has one leg in a sela and one leg on a shekel. It's in between. Kashya hilchasa. It's a stira in the halacha. Why? We just paskin hilchasa filu petroza bastanka. And now we say hilchasa baragya. And even if you say hilchasa baragya, could be a sela, could be a shekel. Still, a shekel is 12 dankas. So there's a stira. So the answer is lo kashya kamavanavala kami oseme atzmo. Okay, we're not going to get into it. The Rambam has a stirsa. There's a difference. If they ask, you tell them the halacha, lechatchila is ragya, sela, shekel. Bidi-ebid, if they do it by themselves, they're yotzi petroza bastanka, and therefore there's no stira. Okay, there's a bit of machlokes rishonim, which we're not going to get into, as to what this case is talking about. When he said, how much do I have to give? You give a sela, you give a shekel, you give a ragya. What's that talking about? You're giving money? You don't give money, you give a set. So, here we have a three-way machlokes rishonim. Everyone in the world says that it's referring to how much the set has to be worth, which is shot in the Gemara, because they compare it to Petroza Bastanka. Danka, what he meant to ask for retired food is not how much money do I give. How nice of a set do I have to give? And my retired food, how nice of a set? If you have it, any amount, even Petroza Bastanka. But l'chatrila, ayin yafe v'sel, ayin rab v'shekel, may known as v'ragya. So it's the value of a set, not money. There are 2 shitas yachid that say it's talking about money, which then make it a little difficult to understand the Gemara. One shitas yachid is the chinuch. The chinuch says, well, it's both based on the next line in the Gemara. They both base their interpretation on the next line in the Gemara. What does the next line in the Gemara say? Amr of Yisra Mish Lakish, Mishishal Petach Mar Bein Loselef Doso. Someone who's a Petach Mar but doesn't have a set to be poda with, podeh of a shavyo, can be poda with the value. Okay. So there's such thing as value. So, most Rishonim say that it's referring to, again, the value, how big of a set. The answer is a set that's as big enough to be worth a ragya. The Sefer Achinuch says something very strange. He seems to say, what does shavyo mean? What's the antecedent of shavyo? Misha aim le yeshlo pet chamar ve'ein lo set, liptos poder b'shavyo. What's the antecedent of the O of shavyo? Shoviha? Shoviha. Show me a petach hamor is what everyone in the entire world said, except for one person in all of human history. That one person in all of human history is the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch Abbe says, no, if you don't have a set, you're pulling them to show me a set. Ah, you have a petach hamor, you don't have a set. So instead of a set, you give the value of a set, not the value of the hamor. That is a shitas yochid, right? Hodehu bishavyo. Everyone says shavyo means shovi hachamor, the petach hamor. The chinuch in chafes
says it means shovi, not haseh. There is no seh, right? Shovi seh, the value, not of a particular sheep. There is no sheep. The value of a theoretical sheep. And, says the Chinuch, that's what they're talking about here. They're talking about how much money do you have to give. How much money do you have to give? The answer is the value of a sheep. The value of what sheep? Hey, I'm sure you could buy a Mercedes-Benz, pure thoroughbred sheep for, $1,000. And you could buy a cheap generic knockoff sheep from China for $2. So what kind of sheep is this? The answer is, a ragya. The value of a sheep, that's our average sheep, is a ragya. And a nice, generous person goes with a more expensive sheep. A seller, a cheap guy, knows that you can buy cheap sheep for a shekel. Apparently every the Seder night, whoever's still awake buys the cheap ones and says, Zub and Abba, but Tracer's is a shekel. So the Abba must have bought the cheapest sheep. Not the average or nicest sheep. That's the sheep is Yachar the Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says it can't be, even though he wrote it in four lines, it must be a Tos Sofer. He must have meant something else. It says, Tzrichim Lahagia Sefer Chinuch, like the sheep of someone else. So the Minchas Chinuch says, we have to erase it. There can't be such a shita. But it's wild, maybe even wild and crazy. But it's not impossible. That's the shita of the Chinuch. So if you ask, what is Hilchos Beragya talking about? Then according to most Rishonim, it's talking about the value of the set you use. That's Pashup Shat. And that's why it's a stupid of Matroza Bastanka. You have to use a small set or a normal set. The answer is the Rachila. According to the sheet that's Yachid of the Sefer Rachina, it's talking about the money you give as Shovi set. How much money do you have to give for the value of a set? If you don't have a set, then you'd have to say that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, one of the Duffy Martins, didn't have any sets, because he was giving money. The Rambam has a third shita. He says, nope, it's talking about the money you give as Shovi Hachamor. So now, if you have a donkey, how much money do you have to give? And then he's been dying. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya sent the donkey in front of her entire folk. Says, look, I don't have any sheep now. All my sheep died. Right? Says, I had a disease and all my sheep died. I can't get any sheep till next year when they're going to sell the new crop. Or I'm not going to capital with $1 million, but the Torah doesn't obligate me to go so far. I don't have any sheep. 1 year, it must be all Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya's sheep died. So he sent the bread. Why did he send the donkey to Rabbi Tarfon? Said, look at this donkey. How much do I have to give for the value of this donkey? And Rabbi Tarfon says, Tanka, the donkey's not worth so much. But you should know there's a minimum value of a donkey. If the donkey were worth 100 sela, you'd have to give. The minimum value, the minimum amount. If the donkey's worth more, you give more. But he says there's a minimum. Even if the donkey's worth very little, midrabanan, they made a halacha that you should at least give something normal. You should give at least a ragya, sela, a shekel. So that's the minimum value of the chamor. That's the way the Rambam reads this gemara. Okay, it's a little tricky. Then why did they ask a stira to Patroza Bastanka? Patroza Bastanka is a sheep. Here we're talking about money. So that's all the Achronim have to deal with it. I think the pasuk shot is maybe at first they thought he was talking about the value of a sheep, because they didn't yet know you can pay b'shovi. Once they introduced paying b'shovi, they then go back and say, when he was talking about ragya and sela and shekel, he meant when you're poda b'shovi. Anyway, these are three shitas on when you have to use a ragya. The main sheet is talking about how big a sheep, but nothing to do with money. Money is the value of chamar. The Chinuch had a crazy shita. No, if you don't have a sheep, you give value of a sheep, and it was trying to evaluate the average sheep. And the Rambam says, no, it's talking about if you don't have a sheep and you pay the value of a donkey, why not just pay the value? You do just pay the value, but there's a minimum, and they're talking about what the minimum is. And then maybe the Rambam's a little medoyek in why Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya had to send the sheep in front of Rabbi Tarfon, the donkey to Rabbi Tarfon. Why not just ask him the shayla? I have to look at the donkey and see how much he's worth. Yes?
According to Chinuch, Why is giving a set cool?
Why is what?
When you have to give a set, why is that a cool if it's going to automatically, you have to, you can give the same amount of money?
Meaning the next line of the Gemara, I think what it must mean is this. The Torah didn't mean to be machmir. The Torah just meant to be makel, you have to give a set. And once the Torah is makel to give a set, then you could also shove a set, you could also give a redeem a set with the value of a set. So the Torah is a machmir saying davka set. It was makel to say only the value of a set, which could be the set or could be the value of a set. Okay, let's just now look at this next part of the Gemara, and we won't go into all the details, but we'll go into all the details that are found in Rishonim. Amar of Yitzchak Amar Yishlakish Vishyeshel Petzach Mor Ve'enu Selef Doso Poder B'Shavyo. Someone who has a Petzach Mor and doesn't have a set just is poded with the value again. The Sefer Achinuch says very peculiar, the value of a set, but everyone else in the world says the value of a chamor, and the Minchas Chinuch says it must have even been an evil goblin who snuck into the workroom of to the office of the Sefer Achinuch and wrote that, and he didn't really mean it. According to who? Eling or Yehuda Hamrik Pidol Vatar Beset. Obviously, in that Shaka Vatar of Testament days, they originally just had Pidol Beset. It was only after they got to this sugya they wrote in the part about Pidol Beshavyo. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says you need to have to use a set. So it can't be him. El Rabbi Shimon, it must be only Rabbi Shimon. No, Ravacha Masni Hachi, Ravina Kashali. Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon, so Acha teach it this way. Like, we're just theoretically exploring. Would this only be from Shimon? Sounds like it's only from Shimon, not from Yehuda. Like, as a theoretical exploration. Ravina says, not a theoretical exploration, it's a difficulty. Kashali, Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon, like Rabbi Yehuda. There's a principle when Rabbi Yehuda argues with Shimon, the rule is always like Rabbi Yehuda. And Sosim Latanik Rabbi Yehuda, and there's a stop mission like Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we mentioned we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Asra Na. How do we know? From this Gemara. There's a general rule we always pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and there's a rule of stop mission, which makes a paskin, us paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Adam Ralach of Shimon. So how could you say you're pulled to Bishavyo if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? And he said Davka Beset. So rather they say, no matter if you have Ravach's version or Ravina's version, they answer them, Elafil Tem Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda admits you can be pulled to Bishavyo, lo ye chamer in a hekdish, because he, even though it's us around us, shouldn't be any more chamer than hekdish, and hekdish you can be pulled there with anything. The law Amr Tobar said, Lahak, Akbar Allah, Elahak, Elah. This says not a chumri after Dach, you just say it's a kula. You can give less than the value if you give a seh. Again, a seh is usually worth much less than a chamor. There's, in 99.999% of the cases, there's a significant amount of baby baby. So that's a kula. But if you want to be poded like hektish, you could also be poded like hektish, b'shavyo. Again, and this is one of the rayas that Rav Elchanan brings, that it's really kedusha of hetach chamor, not just an isser. Now, here we just have a bit of a machlokas in how to read in four words in this Gemara. Which four words in this Gemara is there in machlokas how to read? Okay. Amar Shlakish, Amar Rav Yitzchak, or... No, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Shlakish, sorry. Mishesh lo petach hamor. That's pretty straightforward. The ain lo selef do. So if you don't have a set, you're poda b'shavyo. What are the two ways to read that? If you don't have a say, you're po de b'shavyo.
Or dafka.
What?
Dafka, if you don't have a say.
Right, is it dafka or is it lav dafka? Right, so the ein lo seh lifto. So what are the two ways to read it? You could say ha'im yesh lo seh chayav lifto so b'seh. Right? Meaning, l'chachili, you have to use a set. It's only b'di'evad if you don't have a set, you can use l'fdoso. Right? That's one. Who holds this way? So the, the Rambam, it's not 100% clear. But the Lashon of the Rambam is, okay, that's basically the Lashon of the Gemara. But the Rambam is usually the Dayik in his Lashon, right? So you might say, maybe the Rambam, right? Does everyone agree that the Rambam means this? No, but the Brisker Rav here and the Beis Yosef, well, really, it's the Beis Yosef, you don't need to go to the Brisker Rav here, the Beis Yosef in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph assumes that this is the Rambam, according to the Beis Yosef, assumes that it's Davka if you don't have a Davka if you don't have a set. However, there's another way of reading it. What's the other way of reading that? im yesh lo se afal pikein mutter lechatchila lechus b'shavyo. So really it's always mutter b'shavyo b'shavyo. There's no requirement of a say. You can always vote a shovel. So why did say a name will say? Because why would you waste money? Again, the Pesach horse worth $50, the sale's worth $5. What kind of idiot if he had a say would he vote with $50 and he'd vote with $5? Right? Who, what?
Unless you hold like the chinuch.
Correct, unless you hold like the chinuch. L'chor the chinuch would have to say this, right? Because that's a good deal. The chinuch would have to agree with the Beis Yosef, because since the chinuch says the show me the say, they're worth equal amounts. So you can't say this. Right, okay. Kach tzarech lomar lefi lechinach. But let's just review this. Why? It's still much of luftos b'shavio. Aval but it's just derech olam.
Does that make sense that it's going like Kovach Shuri, that there's an element of Kitchusha? And the Chachilu would have to be a set?
Possibly, but I'm not sure I would guarantee that. But it definitely might possibly. I'll come back in a second. Meaning, of course, you could always go to Shabbat, but it's not there of all to lose money for no reason, right? Again, the Pentamore is worth 50. If I have a set that's worth 5, I'll just give the set that's worth 5. Why would I give $50 in cash? Doesn't make any sense. Right? So it's just talking about Derech Olam, but it's really mutter. This is the Shita of the Tor. The Tor says it's always mutter to be pulled to B'Shavyo. Ah, but what kind of idiot would be pulled to B'Shavyo if they had a say, right? You don't know the basics of money management. If you don't have a say, then you're stuck. It's not a halachic b'dievit. It's financial b'dievit. If you have a say, give 5 and get 50 back. If you don't have a say, you're stuck. But you have to give 50 and get 50 back and you end up losing all your money. What can you do? This is the tour, and we put on the Makoros, the Divrei Chamudos on the bottom of the Rush says the Rambam means this also. He says the Rambam, no, the Rambam also, and he says Emul Silvdos. He also means for financial reasons, not for halachic reasons. So the Emul Silvdos, so the question is this a halachic tnai? Or is it a financial advice? It's financial advice, if you have a said, don't waste your money.
The Rambam is just Matik the Gemara, how can you say?
Right, so maybe you can't make a deal. Now, of course, what is the good deal for the Torah? The good deal for the Torah is the Lashon the Gemara. La Omra Torah le Hachmir Elo Lahakel. It sounds like it's just a Kula. If it's a Stam Kula, you might say it's only Kula B'dievet. But it says, no, not from Lahakel. It's from La Omra Torah Lahachmir. There is no Chumra. If there's no Chumra, then there's no Chumra. You have to use Selach Achila, just financial advice. Right? So there's the deal from Lo Omra Torah Sel Lahachmir. So there's no Chumra. Yeah, you could just say, it means there's no chumra that you absolutely have to do this. But if there's no chumra at all, that's a valid diuk. And this is, of course, the diuk from Emul Selevdoso, right? Why does the bar need to tell you financial advice? You'll figure that out on your own. So, the diuk. Emul Selevdos. After all, the Gemara doesn't have to give you financial advice. You can figure that out on your own. The Gemara should be talking halachically.
On the Beis Yosef for the Rambam, what would he say if you had a case where the set was worth more than that you had?
Then you still have to use the set.
And then it would be a chum.
Kach nira. Now, here is the interesting question. So again, one way of reading the Torah, and why do I say the chinuch, not me, why does Adi point out the chinuch has to agree with the Beis Yosef? Because according to the chinuch, there is no financial advice. It's either a set or the value of a set. So it's the same. So, why would you, so what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara obviously means like achila, you have to use a set. If you don't have a set, you can give the value of a set. The truth is the Minchas Chinuch also assumes this. Not because of the Chinuch, because he doesn't like the Chinuch, but the Minchas Chinuch also just assumes that is shot in the Gemara. We'll just put the Minchas Chinuch here, fine. Okay, now here's the interesting part. If you say that you can use a set or show, we understand. The Torah gave you a kula to use a set, you can show, we do whatever you want, it's just a matter of financial advice. If you say lechachila, there's a set, you have to use a set, why lechachila do you have to use a set? So why lechachila do you have to use a set? And here you could say that this answers another fundamental problem. And that Beis Yosef is right in the Rambam. The Rambam says something very strange in the Sefer Mitzvos. Did anyone notice something very strange the Rambam said in the Sefer Mitzvos? Why? Okay, I guess no one noticed anything strange. Fine. I actually saw in a Sefer called the Shaila Mora on Maseches Bechoros, who said, why is it lechatchila to use a set? He says, you know what? Because the Torah explicitly says a set. It's always lechatchila to do what it says mefurish in the Torah. There's a lechatchila to do the way it's described in the Torah. Okay, so the Sefer called Shaila Mora, right here, says it's a klal that lechatchila adif lasos kimo shekasov haTorah. He says this is a general call, that's why you have to put on tefillin so you have first. It says, Upshatam lo usal yedecha ve yilta tafas bein yedecha. Really, it's the same as long as you put them both on your yotzei, but it's better lechatchila to do like it says in the Torah. Okay. Maybe they're just, you know, it's more the spirit of the law. Obviously, there's something symbolic about the set, maybe. So therefore, it's better to do what's beforeish in the Torah. And it's always lechachila to do what's beforeish in the Torah. And it's not as lechachila to do what we darshan out using logic. But, Pashtus, you could give a more radical explanation. Based on a strange Rambam. What did the Rambam say very, very strangely to Sefer Mitzvos? It's a very short one. Hold on, where's Sefer Mitzvos in this set? Not here. Here we go. Mitzvah say pei aleph. I'm surprised everyone's pants are still on and they didn't jump out of their pants when they, well, they probably did, but then they, that was yesterday, but now they're okay. Says the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Hey Aleph, Hu shetzivanu shenifteh petach amor biseh levad. And that's not enough, just in case you didn't get it yet. V'lo yifdeh bizuloso. To be pulled with a set levad and not to be pulled there with anything else. You have to be pulled in davka with the set and not anything else, says the Rambam. Now that's a steer to our Gemara. Our Gemara says if you don't have the set, you can use shovi. At least, okay, whether it's bet or whatever, but you can use shovi, and the Rambam quotes our Gemara. Ein lo se, po de b'shavyo. So how do you miyashiv the steer between the Sefer Mitzvos and our Gemara? Now you have a kasha. How are you miyashiv the steer between the Sefer Mitzvos and our Gemara? He says b'sebel vad, and if that wasn't enough, below b'zulasso. He means l'chachila? Sheyesh lo set? Think you have to say better. Or, this is one. Or two, al pi chidush harambam b'sefer hamitzvos. Take the Rambam sefer mitzvos at face value. What does he say? It's a mitzvah to use only a set, not anything else. Meaning, it's only a mitzvah to be poded b'set. Then how would you read our Gemara?
Yes.
It's a mitzvah to be poded davka b'set. It's only a mitzvah to be poded b'set, not with anything else. But what if you don't have a set? So what might you say? If you don't have a set, I don't do the mitzvah, I shouldn't do anything. No. What does the Torah say? If you don't have a set, can you do the mitzvah without a set?
You don't have a mitzvah.
No, but what about your chamor? You can't do the mitzvah, but if you don't want to do the mitzvah, you just want to pod your pet chamor, you can be poded b'shavyo. Even though it's not a mitzvah, you can be poded b'shavyo. Now here, someone's going to point out that's a little...
That's the same as the Shaila Mora. He's saying the mitzvah is to be...
No, he's saying the mitzvah is better. It's a better kiyama mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah either way. Says the Rambam, maybe there's no mitzvah at all b'shavyo. But... And then of course it's not l'chachila. It's l'chachila to not do a mitzvah? It's against the mitzvah. The mitzvah says, b'seh levad v'lo b'zulasso. No mitzvah at all. But, it accomplishes pidyon. Maybe that's the sheep of the Rambam. It's not a mitzvah. It's just a pidyon. And therefore, that's what the Gemara says. If you have a seh, a petach hamor, and you don't have a seh, then you can't do the mitzvah, you're stuck. Hashem doesn't expect you to do the mitzvah, you don't have a set, what are you supposed to do? Then, even though you can't do the mitzvah, you can still be podeh b'shavyo.
And then does that money go to the Kohen or not?
What?
Does that money go to the Kohen or not?
Then that money would go to the Kohen. That's a good question. Maybe because the Kohen already has a schus in this. Now, the problem is this should only work under Rabbi Yehuda, because under Rabbi Shimon, if there's no mitzvah, what's the point of being poda anything? What's the point of being poda according to Rabbi Shimon? It's not Osir Mahanah, and our Gemara here is a Havamina otherwise. Okay, so you have to do a bit of a pilpul and say, in the Havamina, they thought that it was b'chalal the mitzvah, the Rabbi Shimon, which makes sense. In the Havamina, they thought it was Rabbi Shimon, who holds it's not a ritual, it's a din beinon l'chaveiro, it's a mamonos. And therefore, of course, it's an equal mitzvah to just pay your debts. L'maskana, they say, no, it's Reb Yehuda, and the mitzvah is not for the ritual of a seh, but if you want to be poed in the Isser, it's logar mi hektish, and hektish is a mitzvah to be poed the hektish for Shavya, no. It just gets rid of the hektish, so if you want to get rid of the Isser, no, you can do that, but you're not doing a mitzvah, so of course it's not l'chachkila. That's a very radical chiddush, but the Rambam says it.
Why can't you go a little less than that and say it's like Hashavas HaZigla? The chachkila you have to be mounted in Zegla. If it isn't, I mean, most of the Rishonim, I think, held that you're kind of mitzvah that Hachzarat Damim, even if the Gzela is not kind.
Okay, maybe that's what Shaila Mor is saying, that there's a better way to be kind of the mitzvah, and a lesser way to be kind of the mitzvah. It's like mitzvah and mochar to do it, in the ideal way.
I'm saying a little closer. Now, if by Gzela, if the chepetz is be'en, you're not in kind of the mitzvah b'dam. It's only if there is no
problem. If you have a seh, you're not mekayim the mitzvah with anything else. Only if you don't have a seh, then you're mekayim the mitzvah with something else, maybe. And if you want to read that into the Rambam, someone wants to say, I'm too radical in the Rambam. All that are meant is that if you have a seh, it's not a mitzvah to give cash. But he admits, if you don't have a seh, it's a mitzvah to give cash. Efter.
What?
Aha, so that's a fascinating discussion. So I saw in some of the rush before you should make a bracha, bain b'shavyo, bain b'seh. Tosos also stands that way, because Tosos on Yud Aleph at the top, and Dibur Masel Hilchasa says, b'moli molik mokmi la shemor l'fdos b'seh shav v'shol shem zuze im ragul hacha avol ba'atzal hil rozo v'azdanka v'im ein lo se l'fdos so po de b'shavyo v'afilu b'shilki. The kad parik lay mevarich al pidur petach hamor. Sounds like even when you're posed with a shavya, you say al pidur petach hamor. In the Rambam, I saw there some Achronim wanted to say that the naftarin would be you wouldn't make a bracha b'shavya, only b'seh. Some people even wanted to make a diukim like that, but they're not.
Is there a diukim?
But I'm not sure that that's a good nafkamina, for the simple reason that pidyon hektish and mitzir shemi is not a mitzvah, and you still make a bracha. Because sometimes you make a bracha on a matzah even when it's not a mitzvah. So that's why it's not such a good nafkamina. You would think the nafkamina is, do you make a bracha? According to everyone else, the mitzvah you make a bracha. According to the Rambam, say for mitzvos, it's not a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha, but it's not so poshet, because you might make a bracha on pidyon, even when pidyon's not a mitzvah. Mais mechol yom, if anyone grows fruits or vegetables, when you're poder mais sheni, you make a bracha. It's not a mitzvah to be poder mais sheni. It's just a matzah. So it could be there's a bracha on matzahs, and not only on mitzvahs. Okay, that has to do with a lot of lumdas and hilchos brachos.
We go back to, I think it was
Murray. There might be other nafkaminas, but nothing that I have really solid makoros for.
Is chilut they talk about mitzvah chiyuvit and mitzvah chiyuvit? Is it
shayach here? Efshar, and is maybe it's really a mitzvah chiyuvit or something. It, not impossible.
Can we go back? I think it was Murray Dalgazi was talking about there's two ways of looking at the pidyon chamor, the dusha part and the mamon part. And so there's two parts to it, and here you have, all right, you can do this part, that takes care of that. If you can't do this part, you take care of that part.
Correct. So I think that is possible. This would be a little different than I just said a few moments ago to Adi. But what you could say is, and the Sefer Shai Lamora does say this as well, he just says rayas aren't so good, that when you're po de beseh, it's chal right away. When you're poed the b'shavyo, it's only chal when you give it to the kohen. So that may mean that the pidyon b'seh has more to do with the kedusha side, the pidyon b'shavyo has more to do with the mamono side. So it's definitely possible, but there are not good rayas for these things. Like, there are not good makoros about this. There's just not a lot in the Rishonim Achronim about, in classic Achronim about pidyon b'shavyo, so I'm not sure. Like, there's a lot you could speculate here, but I'm going to leave it at this. Okay, Jonathan, your job will answer. Now, we're ready to just go on to our, the dessert of the Zman. I hope everyone will get a chance to at least learn through the Gemara till the end of the Perek. It will be very gratifying if you learn through the Gemara till the end of the Perek, because you will see some new things that we didn't get a chance to discuss. You will see a lot of things that we discussed already and just be able to, like, know the lumbus of this the sugyas that you're reading, and then you'll see some things that tie into what we discussed, then you can go as deep as you want. But leaving aside the Petach Hamor, we got a chance at the beginning of the Zman to discuss B'chor Behemah Tahora, but we haven't really had a chance to properly discuss Pidyon HaBen, so I wanted to leave us a few moments to discuss Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is a bit of a funny mitzvah for the simple reason that when we talk about when we talk about B'chor Behemah Tahora, we have an inyan of Matnas Kahuna, you have to give it to the Kohen, but clearly there's also an element of Isser and Kedusha, it's a Karban. When we talk about Petach Hamor, since we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw, there is an inyan, of course, of Matnas Kahuna, but there's clearly also an inyan of Kedusha and Isser of some sort, okay, maybe the Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's only Knas, but there seems to be some element of Isser and maybe even Kedusha here, and that there's an Isser or not. When it comes to Pidyon HaBen, what does the Gemara say in the Testament Beis? Remember, we said, how can you say whatever needs Pidyon is Usser? Vari B'chor Adam Serech Diyo Mutter. B'chor Adam is Mutter without Pidyon, right? B'chor Adam is Mutter, and they darsha in the bottom of the Testament Beis, right, that Bein, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, everyone agrees, Lo Savod B'chor Sharecha, but B'chor Adam is fine. Meaning there's no Isser in a B'chor before you are Hodim. So, what does it mean to be Podeh? What's the nature of this mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen? So it seems to be, there's no Isser aspect to this mitzvah, right? Because there's no Isser status on the baby. The mitzvah is just to give money to the Kohen. And this is supported by the Gemara in Chulin, the Mishnah in Taros, I think I put them in the Makoros someplace, the Mishnah in Taro says, Safik b'choros, echa b'chor adam, v'echa b'chor behema, hamos v'el v'raya. It's a total lack of orcha in b'choros there. B'choros, they're talking about Safik tumer, v'shiyach, v'shirab, and all kinds of other interesting things. So it says, what about Safik b'chor? Safik b'chor is potter, you don't have to give to the Kohen. Mos v'el v'raya. But, okay, that's something that you don't have to give to the Kohen. But is there any other obligation? So if you look at the Gemara in Chulin, is really the main marker for this. The Gemara in Chulin sounds pretty unequivocal. What does it say here? Chen Tani Ruchias. Shmone Sveikos Namru. Well, even before we get there, something sort of the Chomer, something of the Chul. They're talking about all kinds of cases where a ger converted and something happened that would make him chayiv in something. Like they needed his dough, right, for challah or the leket or whatever the case may be. And they ask, if we're not sure if the event happened while he was still a goy and he's putter, or the event happened after his conversion, he's chayev, then what do you do? So the klal is something yisur l'chomer, something mamon l'kula. We all know these rules. Isser, something isser, daraisi yisur l'chomer. Mamon, something mamon, something l'raya. The Amar HaKis being Tanya Rechia, shmona sfeikos nemru b'ger. There are eight sfeikos, because I'll discuss if a ger is not sure if it happened while he was a goy or a Jew. Arba l'chiv, arba l'chtor. For a chayev, for a potter. What is chayev? Karban ishto v'chala, u'b'chor behemet tamei, u'b'chor behemet tahora l'chiyuv. B'chor behemet tamei, u'b'chor behemet tahora l'chiyuv. Because there's an Isser aspect, right? The b'chor behemet tamei, even if it's a suffik, we know, you still have to be podef to get rid of the Isser enough. B'chor behemet tahora, even if it's a suffik, you don't have to give it to the Kohen, but it's still kedusha, it's still Isser giz of avod, you have to wait till it gets a mum and eat it. What are the four that are potter? Because they're purely mumminos. Rishis Hagez, Bahamatanos, Matanos meaning Zerol Chayim Keva, right? That's just Mamon Kohen, but he's not sure he's Potter. Upidyon HaBen, Upidyon Petach Hamor, Lichtor. Meaning, he has to redeem the set, he doesn't have to give the set, that part is Mamonos. And Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen appears only on the side of Mamonos of Lichtor, because it's pure Mamon, it's not Petach Hamor, it's on both sides. You have to be pulled to the set to get rid of the Isser Misafik, but you don't have to give the set of the Kohen Misafik, because there's Isser and there's Mamon. Pidyon HaBen is purely on the Mamon side. Why? Because Pidyon HaBen is purely an inyan of Mamon, right? It's just that you owe money to the Kohen. As the Gerah says, that I think is on the Makor sheet somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. I think he says there's something. She'enu ala chol bialma. It's just a chol bialma, said the Gra, the son of Makoros sheep. Shakon kovim mishabadim. The kohanim can even come and sue you and take your mishabadim for your to have a mortgage on your property. But it's a chol bialma, says the Gra. I think it's the mainstream understanding. It's just even as chol bialma. What does pidyon mean? Pidyon doesn't mean you actually have a mitzvah to be poda to anyone. How could you have a mitzvah to be poda? Meaning, it's not a real chalos pidyon. Chalos pidyon means some kedusha or isser, and then you're poda. No, it just means that Hashem says, look, everything, the bechor, should be kaddishly called bechor. It's in behemoth me'ah, we can understand what that means, isser anah, we paskin. In behemoth Torah, we understand that means karba. In an Adam, why are we in Asim Adam? Right? So in an Adam, what it means is you owe money. You owe money to remember that the Bechor should theoretically have been to Hashem, so you owe money for that value of that Bechor. And the value, as we know, when is Pidyon Chalot? 30 days. What's the value of a 30-year-old boy, a 30-day-old boy? In Parshat Bechorosai? 5 shekel, meaning 5 slug. In Lashon Chazal, right? You pay the value. So the simple shot is that it's a chov bialma based on the Gemara in Chulin. And therefore, whenever we have spekos, there are many Mishnais that talk about all kinds of spekos of opinion. Then remember all the kids' spekos we had. You have Zachar and a Cain, you know, who's coming first. You have 2 wives, and one was Bechor, one was Lo Bechor. All the same standard cases. Suffolk is always potter, because most of Bechor are right. The simple shot in Pidyon Aved is that it's a chov bialma like the Gra says. However,
the new stuff that we use,
However, the nusach that we use doesn't, it's a big machlok, so we should use that nusach, but there seems to be something called pidyon here. Right? What's the pidyon? Right? Where's the pidyon if it's just a, chol bialma? What are you being poda? So it could be the lashon pidyon is lavdavka. You're not really being poda. What it means is Hashem declared when he set up the Torah universe, that nothing really happens to the baby and you just owe money instead. And that's called a pidyon because it's symbolically supposed to represent the idea that Mitzias Mitzrayim and all the Bechoros belong to Hashem. It's a chol bialma. But already we have a number of clues that maybe we're dealing with more than a chol bialma, such as the nusach we use. Anyone's ever been in a pidyon aven, probably as a Rebbe in this kollel, I might have been at more pidyon events than anyone else in this room. It's a unique slice of life and opportunity to attend a lot of pidyon events in this kollel. But we do use an interesting nusach. That's the Ocha Shochan starts with, right? The father goes to the Kohen and says, this is my Ben Bechor from his the mother who's a Yisraelis. Yisraelis means not just she's not that I didn't intermarry. Means she's not a Bas Levi or a Bas Kohen. And it's Petter Rechem Le'imo. V'chulim, what does the Kohen say? My boy's fate, what would you rather have? Would you rather have your son? Would you rather give your son? Would you rather give the 5 shekel? Which is very peculiar because you can't actually give your son. And you say back to the Kohen, I'd rather have my son, and here's the 5 slum, this chayvus lach midoraisa, and you give him the, you say the bracha, and you give him the money. Anyone's ever been in Pidyon Aven, that's what they do. And this is already a minhag hagaonim that's quoted in all the Rishonim. Not clear if it's a, there's a reason for it or not. The Achrona will wonder, what are we talking about? Meaning, halachically, you do not have the choice to give your son or to give 5 slug. You have to give 5 slug. I'm like, if you come and say, oh, I'll take my son, that's okay, but say it, I'll make more. then you're not Yosei. Then the coin says to you, no, I didn't really mean it. You actually have to give 5 slug, whether you like it or not. Like, that's not an option. So it's a little bit of a funny option. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, again, we'll say half of what the Aruch HaShulchan says now. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the very famous Aruch HaShulchan, he says, what's pshat in this funny nusach? We know it's not true. You can't give your son to a Kohen instead of five shekel. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, it doesn't mean you'll give your son to the Kohen instead of 5 shekel. Obviously, you can't give your son to the Kohen. What it means is, to have your son be kadosh to Hashem. That's what Koyin means. He doesn't mean, would you give me to take home for myself the baby or 5 shekel? What he means is, what would you rather sacrifice for Hashem? Would you want your son to be kadosh l'Hashem instead of a regular chulin son? Or would you want your son to be available, a regular chulin son, and instead give money to Hashem, and I'll be Hashem's representative, and take that money on his behalf, since he doesn't have a hand? So that's what the Ofreshon Siddur means. It means there's real Kedusha, and you're being poed at the real Kedusha. So if we then have we can make a bit of a hakira here. What is the nature of Pidyon HaBen? You could say, like the Lashon of the Gra and many others, it's a Chov B'Alma. It's a Chov B'Alma, Pidyon HaBen. Right? And the Lashon Pidyon is a little bit of Lav Davka. Or you could say, like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Bechor has Kedusha. The Bechor has Kedusha. And your Poden, the Kedusha. No, it's a real Chiyuv to do a ritual of a Maisa Pidyon. Right? It's a mitzvah to do the ritual of pidyon, not a chol and dini mamonos, but it's a mitzvah nisurim. Basically, are you talking about isura or are you talking about mamona? Granted that we started with Mefurish Gemara and Chulin, which says it's Mamona, which I'm admitting is the mainstream, meaning, just to have some perspective here, the mainstream understanding is that it's a Chol B'Alma. The Isura is a Chiddush, but we'll see it's a Chiddush of many, many, many people.
What does it mean that he has Kedush? In other words,
what does it become?
I can't change the diaper? What?
Okay, excellent question. Why? You're allowed to change the diaper or something. No, it's Kedush. He can't change my diaper. But I could change his diaper. So I guess let's start
with an afkamina and someone who's a bechor and who's no pidyon haben. He's 20 years old.
Uh-huh.
Can he cut my lawn?
Okay. So here's where I'm perplexed and confused and even a bit stymied. Let's start with a very practical afkamina, right? Afkamina, right? Kedusha to the Bechor before Pidyon. Right? So now, is this a Mefurish Gemara or not? It's Mefurish Gemara, Daf Tesam Beis. What does the Gemara say? Mutter. Lo sabo Bechor Sherecha, aval ata oved Bechor Adam. Right? So, the Pashtos, the Gemara on Daf Tesam Beis says, Mutter, a Pesach Chamor is also the way we pass it. A Bechor Behemah Tahora Avad is also, that's obvious. But Bechor Adam is Mutter. I don't understand. You have some guy, he just came out of Russia and he's a Baal Tshuva. And all of a sudden he realizes that he's a Bechor. And there's no coin here. He has to go find a coin later. So meanwhile he can't bring you a drink of water? Right? Lo Savor. No, it's a Mefurish Gemara that he can. Lo Savor Bechor Sherecha, Bechor Adam, you can, right? Meaning, it's a Mefurish Gemara that even if the nice Russian Baal Tshuva, all of a sudden you get, this happens all the time. They get like Chumash and Parsha Shavuot, and they're like, what's this? Oh, I'm a Bechor, I never did that. So, and Chami, go find a coin. But meanwhile, they can still give you a drink of water. They can still hold the door open for you. That's a Mefurish Gemara. So, what's the other possible tzad? So here's, why am I confused? Says the Sforno, Kadosh Likal Bechor, you have to be poed to the Bechor, because otherwise they're not allowed to work. I mean, they're allowed to work for Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, right? But they're not allowed to work Avodas Chol, Lo Savo B'Chor Sharecha. Now, it sounds great, this 4-0. It's a real pidyon. The Bechor is mamish asur in avoda, if maybe asur bahana, until you pod him. Except that that's against Mufurish Gemara. Right? So Tainach, you know, this 4-0, what can you always say, b'shas adchach? You could say, well, it's a perish on chumash, we'll pull the old Ibn Ezra, he was saying, shute lakros and not ladina. So, alright, I mean, this 4-0 doesn't do that as much as the Ibn Ezra. But it's not just this 4-0, it's an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is not a lefi pishte hamakros, you know, an interesting theoretically. The Aruch HaShulchan is the book of practical Allah.
Why do you assume that it had to be like a Bechor behavior?
I didn't. The Sforno did. He says, "Inyan losav for sharecha." Oh, hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Like a coin.
What?
A coin can go to work.
Okay. So, excellent. Okay, you're absolutely right. I just wanted to build up the suspense first.
Okay.
Of course you're right. Plus you're right. I just wanted to build up suspense. Okay, so everyone ignore. Please ignore the man behind the curtain. The Aruch HaShulchan. Oh, that it doesn't save the Sforno. It just saves us. And Echanami. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. He says, what do you mean by the Gaon in my boy's fate? What are you giving? So he says, that's what he says, in Lamed Hey, Rab Mispalo Nosach Zeh, whoever heard you of the choice. And therefore he says, in Lamed Vav, Lachain, Nerel, and you say, the Inikav on my boy's fate, Baruch Baruch, Litna Lekoi. And Lahachi Rub Shod, he even said, he's Kachu Bukhor Adam Kor Behema, he even Kor Behema is Kachu Lekor Gol, and then he's Kachu Bukhor Adam, Umay Zeh, my dear Sivir, or Hikdash Dili. Go Bukhor, we saw me Adam, and Behema, like, Lee, you. How are Bukhorim to Hashem? What did the Kedusha after Levium were chosen? What did the Kedusha Ledoros? The Enlomer Dvim is Enum Kedusha Ledoros. The Enke Lomit Srichim Pinyon. But oh, the Gambe Hemis Halavim is Kachu, etc. The Haemis Kainu, Lamit Zayin, Shem Kedusha Lashem, Kechola Kodshim. They're mamish like Kodshim, Shaosu and Lasos Dvar Chulin. They're not allowed to do Chulin big things. Mamish lo Savod, Bevkor, Cha. Everything has to do with Kedusha. Okay, that's what he says, and that's what he says. What is it going to ask you? But my voice fe ibrach buchrach yeah kulo kadosh l'Hashem kakavana rishon b'sius mitzrayim. Do you want to be all kadosh l'Hashem? Oh, chamishlam the mifrake, or do you want to redeem him? And now, he says, if they go to don't mean you have a choice. Avami don't have a choice, meaning, I remember that was that, I don't know who I'm insulting here because it doesn't say, but that foolish person who wrote into Truman Zadesh and you're allowed to give your son to a Kohen instead. Truman Zadesh says that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. So clearly you don't have a choice. You can't give your son to the Kohen instead. But what does the Aruch HaShulchan says? It's not that you really have a choice, but it's that we want to show that there is really an exchange going on here. You might think it's just a Chol B'Alma. So the Gaonim came and we're attacking the Nosach to say, my boy's fey, etc., to show you that even though you don't have a choice, why don't you have a choice? I skipped the line in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, because you can't never do Dover Chol, so you don't have a choice. But theoretically, you do have a choice. Theoretically, you could be Kodesh Kedoshim, or you could give 5 shekel instead. Your ben can be Kodesh Kedoshim, or give 5 shekel instead. Of course, you don't really have a choice, because you can't bring up your son to be all Kodesh. So the Torah commands you to be pulled then. But you should realize you're not being pulled to the Chol B'Yama. You're being pulled to switch the Kedusha to take the Kedusha off your son, because he can't do Dover Chol. So the Aruch HaShulchan is 4-0. Aruch HaShulchan and the Sforno really say that Bechor is Kadosh V'Asur B'Divrei Chol until Pidyon. My only problem is that seems to be against Mufurish Gemara. I'm not sure what to do with this. Like, even the Sforno is not supposed to against go against Mufurish Gemara. But certainly the Aruch HaShulchan is not supposed to against Mufurish Gemara. Again, the Sforno, if it was just the Sforno, I would say, okay, he's telling you Pshat, not Halacha. Fine, the Rabban also tells you Pshat, not Halacha. I mean, he mentions that he's doing it. But and the Rashbam tells you Pshat, not Halacha sometimes. So the Seder. But the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't have any idea what he's talking about. What does he mean you can't do Dibrei Chol? It's against the Mufurish Gemara. So I really don't have an answer
And therefore, I'm going to have to say what Jeff said, that that maybe there's a different shot. What does it mean that the Chor Kadosh L'Hashem? So he says never pashat. Right, the Orcha Shulchan sort of skips it over. He says, ah, what is it, Ledoros? It can't be like it was in the Mishkan. Or before pre-Mishkan. Why not? What was the original Kedusha B'choros? We know what the original Kedusha B'choros was. It was, and not that they're not allowed to do Dover Chol. It was that they're the Kohanim in the Mishkan. Or in the Bamos. Right? It wasn't there, Kohanim, you ever heard Kohanim are not allowed to do Dover Chol? Maybe not when they were in Big Day Kahuna, I don't know, okay. But of course, Kohanim are allowed to do Dover Chol. They're allowed to have a regular life, they're allowed to do whatever they want, but it's not, meaning their Kedusha of Kohanim is not expressed in Isurim. I know, Taka, there's an Isur of Tumas Mace, etc., but I'm not talking about that. There's no Isur Hanon, Isur Abod in the Kohen. Okay, without getting into the Sugya of Mishdamish B'Kohen, but Pashtas, right? Certainly on the Daraisa level, there's no Isser Hanan, Isser Avod, and Isser Divrei Chol and a Kohen. The Kedusha is not expressed through Isser. The Kedusha is expressed through Chiyuv, to dedicate your life to Avodas HaMishkan, to Avodas HaKarbanos. A Kedusha doesn't have to be an Isser. A Kedusha could also be a Chiyuv. And maybe that's a much simpler way to say it than the Sforn and the Aruch Shulchan, which is not against the Gemara. Taka, a Bechor Behema Tahora has Isurim. A Bechor Behema Tameya has Isurim, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. A Bechor Adam doesn't have Isurim. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have Kedusha and Chiyuvim. He doesn't have Isurim. Never says he has no Chiyuvim, just he has no Isurim. Maybe Taka is a Chiyuv to be Ovid Hashem. Right? Like, I don't want to make the exact parallel because he was already late when he was born. Like Chana brought Shmuel to sit and be Ovid Hashem, right? So maybe the Chor has a chiyuv like that, or even if the Chor doesn't have a chiyuv like that, he has a chiyuv like a regular Levi that he has to, you know, that they're mishmaros and whenever he's needed. When he's not needed, he can do what he wants. When he's needed, he has to put in his time and work in the Beis Hamikdash and schedule his life around that. That's not such a crazy idea. So maybe it's a modified Aruch HaShulchan. I just don't know. I'm sure he had a good reason. The Aruch HaShulchan is smarter than me. But why the Aruch HaShulchan didn't say this and went so far as to create problems for himself, but maybe you could say that. Kamo Kohanim Ulevim, which is the obvious parallel, right? I mean, I know why the Aruch HaShulchan didn't say this. I apologize. I can tell you why the Aruch HaShulchan didn't say this. Because once Parshas Baaloscha happened, now the Bechorim are puzzled for Avodas HaMishkan because only the Kohanim and Levim are allowed to be over in the Mishkan. Right, so that's why the Aruch HaShulchan didn't say it. She said, practically, no one's if you're not a Kohen or a Levi, you're not allowed to. So remember, Pidyon Man only applies to Yisraelu. So how can you say it's chayav to go work in the Mishkan or to bring Karbanos? It's Asur. Certainly, according to the Rambam, that we pass in this initial bamos, the Zman is asked, so we can't do anything. And even that, according to the Rambam, what have been the time to say Mikdash, there's initial bamos? So that's why he doesn't like it. The Aruch HaShulchan wants something practical. So, okay, I've justified it. But one thing, maybe you could say that there's no Eser Hana'ah or Avoda in a Bechor, Aval Kadoshu. Lavodas Hashem. Now again, the Aruch HaShulchan didn't like this. Practically, what does that mean? It can't mean that without Pidyon you have to bring your oldest son to work in the Beis HaMikdash like Chana did, because Chana happened to be lucky and be a lady. But your oldest, my oldest son, is a Yisrael, and it's Asur. He's Chayav Misa B'Dishamayim if he works in the Mikdash. So it's a bit of a Tzor Chiyun, I understand. Kadoshu Lavodas Hashem. What? Maybe you have to be like a Nazir. Maybe only theoretically. One second. Forgive me. Okay. At least theoretically. Meaning, maybe he has a chiyuv to work in the Mikdash that he can't do because he'd be chayav misa b'dishamayim after b'chiras halevim. So it doesn't mean practically I would have to bring to the Mikdash. But theoretically he owes it to Hashem to be a Kohen or Levi, just he's not allowed to. So he theoretically owes to do something he's not allowed to do. What's the only option? The only option is Pidyon. Kadosh Lavodos Hashem. Right. Vitzarech. Lifdoso. Mi. Chiyuve. Kedusha Zo. Maybe that's pshat.
Which again, the Or HaShulchan didn't want to say this. He wants something more practical, tangible, you can get your hands on. What is really the din of Ayin Podeh? He can't bring me a drink of water. I don't want to go that far because it's not true. It's against the Gemara. But I'm going to have to be a little more theoretical. It's not that practically he wouldn't be able to do something al pidyon, but that he would have this obligation in his whole life that he would not be fulfilling. Okay, maybe that also needs a pidyon.
You want to compare to a coin?
Correct! Maybe that's because once the Kohanim were Nivkar, this has to remain, this obligation has to remain on the theoretical. Basically, I have to say one of two things. Either this obligation is purely theoretical and not practical, because he's chayiv to do it, but it's usher for him to do it because of a Bechiras Halaviyah. Or I have to say that it's practically, you'd have to find a different way of being like a Kohen or a Levi. He'd have to be a Nazir, he'd have to be an Avreich, I don't know what he'd have to do. Correct. But maybe, it's an interesting question. Maybe theoretically he's high to be the kind of person who is a Mitzvah, say. Maybe he'd have to be a Talmud Chacham or a Nazir or something. I don't know if it's by a Nazir.
Because why do they have to be Podet, all the Bechoros against the Kohanim and the Levim? Back in the meat part. Just say stop, you're finished.
Right.
But you say you couldn't leave them finished. You had to do something for them.
Right, this is Pashup Shat. And I think the best answer to Ruben's question is that, because this is all theoretical. Theoretically, they have to be Kohanim, but it's also for them to be Kohanim. It says in Korach, they get Misavide Shanayim. So, theoretically, so of course there's no obligation, because.
The obligation to us, on Israel.
Yes, but since practically they don't actually do it, so we're not obligated to honor them. But I admit, okay, you have to be nidchak one of two ways. Either like the Aruch HaShulchan go against the halacha, which is strange, or like me, have a very beautiful, wonderful shot idea, but that's only theoretical and not practical. Okay, you have to take one of those two ways. Let me just briefly mention some of the sugyas of Pinyan Ben that might be affected by this question. One sugya that might be affected by this question is, of course, the classic nafkamina between Mammon and Isser, although we've seen the answer. Is Suffolk, right? What about Suffolk? Now here, this doesn't seem to be very good enough gemina. Meaning, if there's Suffolk Kedusha, what do you mean? Like, don't we have to get rid of that Misuffolk, right? And if it's just a chol, then Misuffolk, you don't have to pay your debts. So, it's Mefurish in the Gemara, right? That's why I say it in the Pashas, right? Mefurish, that you're a potter, right? Because of Suffolk Mamona. Right? So is there another side to this story? So, interestingly, there's a Marad al-Ghazi who is a radical Shitas Yachid. Says the Marad al-Ghazi, and it's not Pashtus in the Gemara in Chulin either, says the Marad al-Ghazi, he says, Taka, at least Bidasar, Rashi and Rasha, I'll mention in a moment. He says, no, when we say Safek, Pidyon Aben is Potter, we don't mean you don't have to do a Pidyon Aben. We mean you're Podem onto money and you keep the money. That's what we mean. We don't, Potter means you don't have to give anything to the Kohen. But you still have to be Podem onto money and keep the money. Right? So that's what the Marid al-Ghazi, one you could say like the Marit al-Ghazi, says to Marit al-Ghazi, he says, Chayav liftos suffik b'chor al heislaim umachzikam liyasmo. You really do have to do a pinyon on suffik b'chor. The Gemara never meant you don't have to do a pinyon. You do have to do a pinyon on suffik b'chor. Just, you don't have to give the money. You're mafresh la'atzmo.
It seems to be against the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says that you're chayav be'achrayot of the pidyon.
Aha. He has a way of dealing with that. Not to worry. But the basic problem is that it's very dachuk in the Gemara and Chulin. So let the Gemara and Chulin say, remember, we have precedent for this. When do you have to be mafresh la'atzmo? Safek petach hamori mafresh la'atzmo. What did the Gemara and Chulin say? Petach Hamor is on the list of Chayiv and Potter. Chayiv will have Achmo, Potter from giving. Pinyon Ben is only on the Potter list. So, not quite sure what he does with that Gemara and Chulin. Sarach Iyon, may Hagemara in Chulin, Daf Kuflam and Dalid, because on the one hand, he'll say, look, I'm not making a big Kiddush, it's just like Petach Hamor, Ma'abaya, same as Petach Hamor, that you're Mafresh La'atzmo. The only problem is, in Chulin Kuflam and Dalid, it says, Safek is Chayev, and Safek is Pater by Petach Hamor. Chayev La'afresh, Pater mean La'tate. But by Pinyin Ben, it only says Safek is Pater. So it seems pretty clear.
What?
No, you do that a bracha. Safek bracha.
No, if it's a mitzvah.
No, Safek mitzvah lakula. That's no problem. If I Safek whether or not it was Yotze, Yilul, and Esrog, I take it without a bracha. Zelobaya. Anyway, this Mar El-Ghazi, it's brilliant. He managed to answer up all the kashas, but he doesn't point out he's against the Gemara in Chulin. And I don't know, maybe he has an answer up his sleeve somewhere. But it's very difficult. No one in the world agrees with this Ma'arid al-Ghazi. When I say no one in the world, if you look hard enough, Nehron, you'll find two people. But out of 1,000. This is very radical, this Ma'arid al-Ghazi. Adi S on the Ma'arid al-Ghazi. Don't we know by Pinyon of Ben, we have a din that if you're Mafresh, you're not Yotze until you give it to the Kohen, like Hafresh doesn't do anything. Mar El-Ghazi says, no, it's not that Hafrasha doesn't do anything. Hafrasha does. It's just that if you then don't give it to the Kohen, Lema Freya, it takes away the opinion of Ben. But the Hafrasha is really, you're really Yotza the Hafrasha, just if you're Chayiv to do Nesina and don't, notice the way I expressed it, then Lema Freya, that passes your Hafrasha.
What happened with Petach Hamor?
Because Petach Hamor, there's a different Drasha. Because there's a drasha of padov yitain that you're only yotzim afraid to do nesina, and here there isn't, or by Petach Hamor there isn't. Okay, that is very radical. This Ma'arid al-Ghazi. I actually saw it quoted. I didn't get a chance to look at the side from the Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, which is a parish on the Shulchan Aruch, wanted to say another answer. I hope this is an accurate quote. I saw Rav Avadia quoted from Yeshuas Yaakov that he says, you know why in a suffix you don't have it's. It's also it's a little tricky because it seems to be it's more dochim mark. He says that Amar Rachmana. Below suffix before, like the drusha we have by Meiser Behema, which is very parallel, right? He says, you know why you're put to be suffix? You're put to be suffix not because it's just momentous. You're put to be suffix because before Vada and Rahman are below suffix before. Okay, the mission Tara seems to say it's because most of my world is Varaya. So you have to say, no, it's all that in general, the rule most of my world of Varaya applies. But, what about the Isser Shabbat? The answer is, B'chor Ba'am, then I have a little Safek B'chor. Okay, so maybe it's a special Xeris of Kazan, the Pater Safek, not as it appears, the Din of Safek Mamon Le Kula. What most Achronim say, we'll have to get to in a moment. Now, how are we going to get to that in a moment? With another Nafkamina. One of the interesting nafkaminas between, but we have to come back to that and fill it in. One of the interesting nafkaminas between Mamon and Isser is Klolei Pesach, right? Who is the most famous zug of rabbis that we pass them differently in Mamon and Isser? Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara has a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. What about, it's a whole case, you give the pinyon bed before the 30 days, and it's akla mo'os, and the money somehow gets destroyed or disappears before the 30 days comes. So are you yotze or not? So, Rav says you're yotze, and Shmuel says you're not. So how do we paskin in that case? So, our Gemara has... first let's start with the Rush. The Rush says, right? The Rush says, Kaimalan Kirav Isuri. It's Isuri passing like Rav. And that's the rush. In our Gemara, it says almost the same thing. Obviously, most Rishonim didn't have this gears in the Gemara, but we'll just add the Rambam. The Rambam paskin like Rav. He didn't say why, but Minastam, because he holds Hilchstav Rav B'Isure. What's the case? The case is Pada Lifnei Lamed Vinis Aklu Hamos. Right? You were Poda before 30 days and the money disappeared. So, the R Gears in the Gemara says, the Afagav the Kaima one Karav B'Isure, Yukashimo B'Dine, even though we should paskin like Rav B'Yisurim, here we paskin like Shmuel. So what does that mean? Tak we paskin like Shmuel, but we should paskin like Rav, right? So the Girsat had the fuss in the Gemara is that Afal Gav de Hilchasa Kirav B'Yisure, etc. What does that mean? And we have to pass like Shmuel, but the main rule is we should pass like Rav B'Yisurim. So it seems we have Furish Gemara and Russian Rambam that it's Isura. Hold on. If it's Isura, so the Rashash right there is the question. If it's Isura, but remember the Pasha's Mominus? Like, basically the Rashash asked this question, all the Akronim. Everyone asks this question. This is the main question of Balish people. How can we call it? Who calls it Isser? The Rush calls it Isser. The Rambam Lechora calls it Isser. And our Gemara, the printed Gerson, our Gemara calls it Isser. So, but don't we know it's Mamun and suffix Lekula? Okay, so if you take the Ma'arid El Ghazi or the, you know, if you take the Ma'arid El Ghazi or the Yeshua's Yaakov, then you're in better shape. Ma'arid El Ghazi is like, no, it's really Isura. Ah, Pacha from Mammon? No, you still have to do it Hafrasha. That's the Gemara means here. Helps in Rav Yisuri. You have to do Hafrasha. Meaning you don't have to give it to the Kohen anyway, because he owes you the money from before. And according to the Yeshua's Yaakov, it's also good. Ah, it's really Yisura. If it's a Sufik Bechor, he'd be Pacha. But if he's a Vade Bechor, you're just Mesupik about whether the Pidyon was valid or not, then it's Yisura. But the mainstream Sak is that it's Momonos. So what do you do with this Gemara? So, I have, I guess, two potential answers. What do you do with this Gemara? The Rashash didn't answer this Gemara. One answer is Tosim Abakama. Tosim Abakama in Merubah just has one line. They paskin like Shmuel. They paskin like Shmuel. Oh, why do I say only maybe? Because maybe they passed like Shmuel based on our Girsa, that it should be Hilchos Rav B'Yisuri, right? So that's only maybe, right? Imtim Salomar, Shalo Garsu, Kigirsa Teinu. If Tosu had our Girsa, then it's not a proof. Yeah, they passed like Shmuel, but it's really Yisuri. But if Tosu didn't have our Girsa, they passed like Shmuel anyway, then maybe they passed in like Shmuel because it's Dini. Okay, the Trons Edeshin didn't understand it that way. Or you could say the base mayor. There's a very clever base mayor. Very clever base mayor. It might be too clever to be shot. But says the base mayor, that's when I cut and pasted the old fashioned, well, not really the old fashioned way, but in a way that's at least doma the old fashioned way on the Torah sheet. Says the base mayor, he explains our Girsa. He says, you know what our Girsa means? Even though Helchlik Rav be Isure, and you might think Pidyon Ben is Isure, we possibly like Shmuel because Pidyon Ben is Dini. Not, but the Shadrach, even though it's Isurim, this is an exception. Sometimes you pass like Shmuel and Isurim. He says, no, even though it looks like Isurim, and you would think the pass like Rav, it's really Mamonos. That's how he interprets our Girsa, says the base mayor. He says, Kavanas Girsa Teinu. It's just, he's putting like a lot of brisker lumdus into the Gemara. That's the chiddush, right? That the Gemara is already being brisker. Even though you might think Pidyon Ben is an Isser, we should pass like Rav, really Pidyon Ben is Mamon. The Havamina Pidyon Ben Isura, who? Kamash Malon Mamonahu. Okay, according to that base mayor, again, it doesn't help for the Rush, doesn't help for the Rambam, who paskin like Rav, but he says, our gear says not saying it's an exception of paskin like Shmuel be Surin. It's saying that it's really dinay. Another option is, the Mari Quirkus in his second answer, which he doesn't really like. He gives two answers, and then he says, I like the first one. But his second one that he doesn't like, he says, you can't bring any raya's from Rav and Shmuel. He says, it's really mominos. But since it's in a masechet of Isurim, Rav is a bigger expert. Meaning, Rav and Shmuel doesn't depend on the lumdus of what something is. Rav and Shmuel depends on what masechet it's found in. Right? So masechet Bechoros, Rav was better at. Masechet Bava Basra, Shmuel was better at. So it's really mominos. But since it's in a masechet of Isurim, Rav was a bigger expert. Right? If you think about it, he says, what do you mean? There's a magic rule up in Shemayim? That there's a mystical power of the spheros of Rav and Shmuel? That the mominos always follow Shmuel mystically and the Isurim always follows Rav mystically? No. Rav was an expert in some masechetas, Shmuel was an expert in other masechetas. So the Mises, since this is in Bechoros, Rav is a bigger expert. So he says that it's really mominos, but Rav was a bigger expert in Mesechtos of Isser. Or maybe Sugyas of Isser. But what he's saying is that even though it's an Indian mominos, but since it's in Sugyas of Isser, Rav is a big expert, but you can't be any Ryer from Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel don't depend on the Lundus Hadover. They don't depend on the Mahus Hadover. They depend on what Mesechet it's found in. And which makes sense. I mean, Rav and Shmuel is not a mystical halachic thing. It's just a practical thing of what Mesechetos they were experts in. Okay, those are all possible ways to defend the mainstream understanding of Dinei Mamonos. However, the Mari Quirkus, in his preferred answer, and others, make somewhat of a pshara. He makes somewhat of a pshara. Says the Mari Quirkus, in his main answer that he really holds from, he says, ah. He says in between. He says in between. He says it depends what kind of suffix you have. If you, let me just make sure I am getting that right. Did I lose it? Okay. Lo mishaneh. Okay, he's on our sheet here. What does he say? He says, we say most of all of haraya. But if he's chayiv opinion, we're not sure if he's padu or not padu, then iser nikra zeh, kevin shabavadeh chayiv mitzvah, vonu misupakim im niftar, oh, lo niftar v'lochein, ein b'no padu. What does he say? He says that a suffix chiyuv we judge by mominos, but a vadai chiyuv, the suffix yatsa, which is this case, right? He's vadai b'chor. Then we judge as isurim, and basically this is, I guess this is what I meant to leave room for. Here, and this is a number of Rachronim say, is that there's a difference being Sufik Bechor, not for the Yishus Yaakov's reason, Le Vadai Bechor V'Sufik Yatsa Yidei Pidyon. What's the, now, he doesn't explain his Svar here, right? That's what's a little unclear. Like, why should it be partially like Mominos? And partially like Isurim is not 100% clear. But what he's clearly saying is that there are elements of both here, right? There's really a mitzvah here, but this mitzvah really has to do with with Dinei Mamonos. How would we explain the lumdus of this in between Shita? So I'm not sure, but I can think of two different hesbeirim for the lumdus of this in-between shita. Let's make ourselves a little box. What's the svara? One svara I could think of is that it has to do with, and here we have to we have to go back a little bit to the Havmin of the Trumas Hadeshen and the Noschas HaGaonim, is that it has to do with who gets the baby in the suffix is not on the motzvah halavari is not on the mamel, it's on the bechor. Who gets the bechor? Does Hashem get the bechor and give it to the kohanim, or not? So what we're saying is that one svara is, let me explain what I mean, is that the way a bechor works is that if it's a suffix bechor, then it's a suffix if you have to give your bechor to the kohanim. And a suffix whether you have to give your bechor, I only have one way again. A suffix whether you have to give your bechor to the kohanim, we say, Hamotzimir el Varaya. But once the bechor belongs to the kohanim, then there's a mitzvah to be posed to him and suffik iser l'chumra. So like, meaning, the ikar is not the pigyon, the ikar is giving your son. Giving your son in the first place the motzvah of el haraya. Therefore, if you're not sure if your son's a bechor or not, you don't have to give him. But once you have to give him, I don't mean you physically have to give him, it's clearly over someone's right. You can't physically give your, and the truth is this is right, your baby to the Kohen. Once you physically have to hand over your son, I mean, not physically, once you theoretically have to hand over your son, basically once your son becomes not yours, because you have to hand him over, then it's not just the imamunus you have to be poed to him. Once your son belongs to the Kohanim, it's a mitzvah you have to be poed to him. So maybe that's the point. Point is that it starts, to start out, you need the Kohanim to own your son. And there we say, I must have Raya suffix before the Kohanim don't own my son. Once the Kohanim do own my son, then it turns into not a dini mumminus that I have to pay them for the son. Then it turns into a mitzvah of pidyon. So that's what we're basically saying. What we're saying is that the original kedusha of Bechor is only chal if you owe him to the Kohanim. So that's suffik mamon. But once it's chal, you have a ritual obligation to be poded, and that's called suffik isser. So okay, one way or the other, it's going to come out like that. The original mitzvah is only chal if you owe the kohanim. However, once it's chal, now, once the mitzvah kicks, before the mitzvah only kicks in if you really owe your baby the kohen. Once the mitzvah kicks in, then it becomes an isser, it becomes not an isser, but a mitzvah zaseh. Once it becomes a mitzvah zaseh, it's not just a debt of money. So there's no chov of money. The money is a mitzvah. But the mitzvah is only chal if you owe your bechor in the if you owe your bechor in the first place. So the money now, most of, what I'm saying is that the hamotzi b'chorel v'raya is not on the money, because the money is a mitzvah. Because the money is a mitzvah, but on the bechor. Right, we saw a similar sheet to this about Petach Hamor. That's what I'm saying. So when you're not sure if the Bechor is Kaddish or not, sorry, that was a planned, just open the windows, shades as well. That was a planned power outage. No, it's not. Not a problem.
Isn't there a right way to distinguish between if you're in Supra, whether you did, if you got Hamid, or in Supra, whether the house was Baduk or not?
Yes.
The mirror image of this.
By Durabon, it's correct, but by Dini Mummers, that wouldn't work. Meaning, either way, you're Potter. Okay, so maybe we have a, basically, we have three ways then of understanding Pidyon and Ben. We have pure Mummers, just a Chob B'Alma. We have no original of Pidyon, or we have no, it starts as Mummers,
But starts as monos, right? It starts because of a chol, but because it starts because of a chol, right? So it only gets off the ground if you have a vadai, but then becomes a mitzvah. It starts as a chol, but once the chol is there, then it becomes a mitzvah. Okay, I really meant two formulations. Either it starts as a chol because it's exer skos, but only kicks in if you have to pay the money. But once you have to pay the money, it's a mitzvah. Or no, it starts as a chol because you have to give your baby. Once you have to give your baby, now it's a mitzvah to redeem him, and suffik is l'chumra. I'll just mention briefly, I know it's already late, a few other nafkaminas of this chakira. A few other nafkaminas of this chakira are, where do we have room for a few other nafkaminas? Okay, here we have A, B, C, we're going to have to raise the board at some point. D, how about hafrosha? It might be an nafkamina, this is maybe. Is there a halos to hafrosha, right, without mesina? The Mishnah later on says, your chayav b'achrayis, unlike petach hamor, if I'm machrish the money and it doesn't go to the kohen, I have to give him more money. Basically, it's still my money till it goes to the kohen. That's pshat in the Gemara. Right, your chayav b'achrayis, you're not yotze till you get to nesina. So it seems to me that there's no chalos of hafrasha. This is the pashtus. Why is there no chalos hafrasha? It makes sense. It's just a matter of the moment. It's either you gave it to him or you didn't. There's no special kedusha in the money. However, he points out that there's a rush in Nafim Zayin and Beis, and seems to be a Rashi, and this would fit with Tosos on Mim Zayin and Beis, which I'll contrast in a second. But says the rush, and maybe Rashi also, on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, that if you have a case of, remember the case, this is very similar to the case of the Yisrael who inherited from his grandfather a Kohen Petach Hamor, except here it's a case of a Cholol, a Kohen had a Cholol. He did a boo-boo, and he had a Cholol. So now, this Kohen is Pater from Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because even though the Cholol needs Pidyon HaBen, he himself is a Kohen. But, and likewise, the way we paskin, if the Kohen dies after the baby's 30 days old, the baby pashut from Pidyon HaBen because he inherits from his father the right to his own Pidyon. So the pashut pshat of the Gemara is Tosfos and Nafim Zayin sounds like the Cholol Ben Kohen is Pater Legamri. He doesn't have to do anything. Why? Because he inherited from his father the right to the money. So now, like, yeah, he needs pidyon, but he himself gets the money, because he inherited the right to that money from his father, and therefore he doesn't have to do anything. Says the Rashi, maybe Rashi, says no. Says that no. Has to be mafrish li'atzmo. This cholol still needs a hafrasha. The Rashi says the father needs to do hafrasha li'atzmo, and if the father dies, then the son inherits his father's achusing and can keep the money. It has to hafrasha li'atzmo. There's a chi of hafrasha even when there's no chi of nesina, when there's no chi of in dinei mamonos. So the pasuk pshat, the Maharal Gazi says, based on this whole basis. Says we see from here, it's not just dinei mamonos. If it was dinei mamonos, why would you need to do hafrasha for yourself? Right? Again, this kohen owes a kohen pidyon HaBen for his cholol son. Or if he died, the cholol now owes himself. So the Tosfos says, if you owe yourself, don't do anything. But the Rush says, and Rashi sounds like, if you owe yourself, you have to be machrish to yourself. Why? If it's dinim mamonos. If I owe myself $100 in dinim mamonos, I don't have to do anything. It's just even. Why do I have to do machrish? And it's so, there's a ritual of pidyon. So that's the Maharal Gazi's big raya. Okay, yesh lodan harbe in this. We're not going to, at this point, we're just going to mention enough meaning, we're not going to go into how you can be dope for them. In all the different directions. I'll just briefly mention a few other nafkaminas that we're not going to have time to properly... that we're not going to have time to properly get into. But
So other nafkaminas might be, let's just see where we can stick them in, the whole question of what about rov or sveik sveika? Are you chayev to pinyon a ben al pi rov or sveik sveika? We assume mainstream, you're not chayev, let's stick with rov. This is a very common case of rov. How is this a common case? This already happened in the Rishonim and happens nowadays. The early Achronim, the Tzemach Tzedek, not Rabbi Nachman Mendel Schneerson Tzemach Tzedek, but the older Tzemach Tzedek from before, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's, had a case where a woman comes, she's a refugee from someplace, she, a little girl, was saved, she doesn't know who her parents are, and she gets married to Yisrael and has a baby. Is she a Bas Kohen, a Bas Levi, or a Bas Yisrael? Nobody knows. She's a refugee. So what do? Rov Jews are Yisraelim. So in Rov, do you have to pinyon a ben or not? Right? Classic case that's happened many times through the generations. People don't know their yichus. So if you don't know your yichus, do you go like Rov and say you have to do pinyon a ben? Or do you say no? Motzi mamon al piraya. Everyone knows, are we motzi mamon al pi Rov? No, we're not motzi mamon al pi Rov. So this is a big machlokas, which we're not going to fully get into now, but the Tzemach Tzedek and many others says Potter. Why? To Emel Tzim Amon Al Piro. The Aruch HaSholchan and Ktsas Poskim. No, more than Ktsas Poskim. The Aruch HaSholchan and others come before him also, says he's Chayav. Okay, this could be the same issue if you, without getting into the complications, if it's purely Momonos, you don't have to pay Momon, Emel Tzim Amon based on Rov. If you're doing any Surah, and maybe by something you was far to Potter you. But by your Rov, by rove, how can you be potter and serve? If there's a rove that you're chayev, then you're chayev. And again, there's a lot more to be mamik, but we won't do it now because I just want to briefly mention some of the other nafkaminas. Another nafkamina could be the Ramah. The Shrutchem da Shlomo ties this into all the other nafkaminas. Pidyon ayideh shliach. Can I send a shliach to do pidyon aben? So that's what the Gra says. Obviously, it's a chol b'yam. I can't say a shliach to pay my debts. I don't understand. Of course I can send a shliach to pay my debts. What's the habamina? Right? The Gra says, yes. But the Ramah says no. The Ramah says, I can't depend on a benevol shliach, I have to do it myself. So the Gra says, what are you talking about? Whoever heard you can't pay your debt al yidei shliach, as long as the money gets there, why can't you pay your debt al yidei shliach? It doesn't have to be your money, but I can't pay your debt for you? Of course I can. But if you say it's a ritual of pidyon, then it's still a chiddush, say, what about shlufus loni kaboso? But you could say it's a ritual opinion, and shlichus doesn't apply here. The father has to do this ritual himself. So Ramah Taka thinks the father has to do it himself. It's a little funny, because he's based on a shubri bashu, doesn't actually say that. But nonetheless, it's Ramah, and the Chemda Shlomo comes and defends Ramah by saying, you see, this is not a chobi alma, this is a ritual, this is a mitzvah. Some mitzvahs you can do like the shliach, but some mitzvahs you have to do by yourself, just like the Shach says you have to do bris mila yourself. You have an opinion about yourself. Another nafkamina is what the Ketzos discusses, is do you need the Das or the Kohen? Right? Is what about a, sorry, let's just say G. Do you need the Das of the, do you need the Das of the Kohen? So says the Ketzos, and who does he quote there? The Pri Chadash. You don't need. Why? You can pay a debt. Exactly. To a chayr shot mekatan, you know, without smichas das, etc. Right? Right, exactly. And to pay your debt, obviously, now I can't put in your chatzir if it's going to get stolen, etc. But assuming that I give you the money, I can't. If I owe money to a chayr shot mekatan, I can't give it to them? Of course I can. If I owe you money and I give it to you, you don't have total smichas das, is that much it's worth. I haven't paid my debt. Of course I have. But the Atzmas Yosef says, that's quoted in the Ketzos there, says, no, you need the Das Kohen because he has to trade the Bechor back to you. No. The Kohen really, it's a real pidyon. The Kohen, now again, we're not going into the subtle distinctions, the pidyon of Kedusha or Bailus Kohen, let's assume it goes together. No, the Kohen really has something. Maybe this baby has to work with the Kohen. He has to work instead of the Kohen, right? And the Kohen, for money, will work instead of the baby, like you saw in Parshas Vayelech. So therefore, you need the Das of Kohen, since it's a real pidyon. This
says here about that you can litain a kohen katan pidyon. Isn't there a whole hakir about whether a katan is really a kohen or not?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. Anyway, just some other nafkaminas you could throw in here are a very fascinating machlokes you've shown him. Can you give to a kohenis? Asher, how about a bas kohen, right? So Tosos says, so it's not so mochach, this is maybe. Because you could say it depends on other things, but Tosos in Kedushin says that you can give to a kohenis. You can even give to the kohenis' husband on her behalf. Why is it that you're paying to the kahuna? The Rambam says, nope, you have to give the zichrei kahuna. The Rambam is listed on this kahuna, says one of the things was given to zichrei kahuna. So why? Because the Rambam, it's a real pidyon. No, you need a kohen oved with the power to be put in this kedusha. But it could depend on other things. It's not mocher, but it could be that if it's a real ritual pidyon, you need a kohen who's an oved who can release this kedusha. If, after all, the kohen doesn't work in Beis HaMikdash. Not his wife doesn't do the work, his daughter doesn't do the work in Beis HaMikdash. But if it's just Matnas Kuhuna, so yeah, just like all the other Matnas Kuhuna, you can give it to anyone. The other, I'm sure I'm forgetting a few nafkaminas, the famous Ramban. The Ramban quotes from Halachos Psukos. How about Chomesh? Do you have to add a Chomesh? Like, do you have to give, instead of 5 shekels, you really have to give 6 1/4 shekel for Chomesh? There's a crazy Halachos Psukos that says, quoting the Ramban in the 8th Perek, Chayav Lahosef Chomesh, you have to add a Chomesh. After all, the baby's worth 5 shekels, you have to add a Chomesh, you're being pulled, it's a real pidyon. Right? This is far from Mukhrach. Right? Maybe could say, like the Halachos Gedolos. The Ramban says, Pashut, of course you don't have to add a Chomesh. What do you mean? You're not being pulled to anything here. You are, you're just giving the kohen what you're supposed to give them. Again, it's not mochach. Even if you are being voted, who says you have to add a chomesh? Maybe you only have to add a chomesh when something you're adding a chomesh to something's real value, not what's the xeris akasim, how much to give. Whoever heard of adding a chomesh to a xeris akasim amount of money, maybe you only add a chomesh to the real value. Okay, there are many other nafkaminas as well, but I think we mentioned the main ones. Maybe you talk about Moshe b'chatzitza, or Moshe says there's no p'tor chatzitza by b'chor adam, because there's no kedusha. Was a future, maybe there would be. Okay, so there's a lot more to discuss, but suffice it to say, we don't want to go all day long, especially since we won't be left with the Mizoan. But there are two fundamentally different ways of looking at pidyon. Then the mainstream way is that it's not really a pidyon. Hashem arranged the Torah that all the b'choros were b'seder, you just owe money instead, symbolically, it's just a chol b'yama. However, there's a significant minority shita that says, no, it's a real pidyon. It's a real pidyon. Really, it's really kedusha. Maybe it really belongs to the kohen. The Shulchan Aruch says, how does it belong to the kohen? The answer is, maybe he has to work for the kohen, the Beis HaMikdash. And you really have to be pulled to him back out of this kedusha. We saw many of the nafkamina suffik, if not enough nafkamina for suffik, at least for rov. Question of machlokas Rabbi Shmuel. Question of can you do pidyon on the day shliach? Do you need the kohen to be an active participant? Also ties into the rush. The rush says, how could the goonim have the kohen make the brach? He's not doing anything. So maybe that's a question. Maybe he is doing something. The question is, there's halosh just in the hafrasha. And maybe we'll leave it at that. And v'idach perusha zol gemor. I'll just can't end this man without at least a little Dvar Torah. The whole purpose of the whole purpose of Pinyon Ben, it's pretty Mefurish and Chumash, and Petah Chamor, and Mechor Behem Matahorah, if Mefurish and Chumash, at least in Parshas Bo, is it who's in Strang, but Yaki Shacham and Cholimor, you have to tell him, Bahiki Shafar, Lashachene, right? Our Rogash and Kobachor Beer to Strayim, right? Me Bechor Adam, Yah Bechor Meimal, Kenon Izavach Hashem, Kopetah Ragamaz, Harim, Bechor, Bechor Bonai, Efde. It's a Zecher of Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Chinuch points out, the Chinuch has a Chiddush. The Chinuch says, the Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, I believe, that it's not only Zeichel Tzitzis Yisrael. There's another reason as well. What's the other reason? He says, what do you mean? We give Bikurim to Hashem. That doesn't remind us of Tzitzis Yisrael. Why do we give Bikurim to Hashem? because everything comes from Hashem, so we should give him back the first of everything to show that everything really belongs to Hashem. Reishis the gancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, truma. Reishis hagev, reishis ged somcha titelo. The reishis of everything goes to Hashem, because we acknowledge Hashem's mastery of the world, whatever we have doesn't come from us, it comes from Hashem. Therefore, Hashem gives it to us to use. But to show that we recognize it comes from Hashem, we should give the reishis of everything to Hashem. So the Chinuch says there are actually two reasons for Kedushas Bechor. One, because the reishis is always Hashem. And two, is because it reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I just point out that Alpi, the famous Ramban at the end of Bo, there's not really there's not a stira between those two reasons, or there's not even a divergence between those two reasons. They work together very nicely. The Ramban says famously in the end of Parshas Bo, why is it so important to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? Happened a long time ago. You know, who cares by now? So the Ramban says, there are probably many good answers. The Ramban's answer is, he says, it's not important to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim just for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like the Seder, okay, you forget Yetzias Mitzrayim wouldn't be the end of the world per se. It's just history. It happened a long time ago. It's important to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's relevant to everyday life. In everyday life, the most fundamental question a man can ask himself is, who's in charge, me or Hashem? Where does everything I have come from? Does it come from me? Does it just happen? Is it a secular, scientific, cold world out there? Or is there Hashgacha Pratis, the Hashem run the world? Is Hashem involved in the world? He says, if you look around nowadays, you might not be able to prove it. A guy will time it this way, a guy will time it that way, you know, but it's very up. You look at Yetzias Mitzrayim, what does that remind you? It reminds you of the fact that Hashem runs the world. Obviously, the Eser Makos and all the Nisim and the Flaws that Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're not there just to remember our history. It's there to remember the proof that Igloy knows that Hashem runs the world. If Hashem ran the world then Hashem runs the world now also. Just then it was an Ace Nigla, and here he ends the world with Nisan Nistar. And that's a very famous sort of the Rambam at the end of Parshas Bo. Based on that, the two reasons of the Chinuch really come together. When Bechor reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not just a matter of history and our national origins. It's not just take pride in our national origins and realize what a holy beginning our nation had. Or it's not just to give Shevach Odor Hashem for something that happened 3,300 years ago. That's one aspect. But another aspect is that every time we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's remembering the idea of Yad Hashem, remembering that there's Hashgacha Pratis and that Hashem is involved in the world. And therefore, everything that happens to us, even Ad Yom Hazeh 3,300 years later approximately, is also from Hashem. Therefore, really, the two reasons go together. Whenever we're poda the ben, we're mafra the bechor and mekadesh the bechor of all the various different species, we're saying we remember from Yetzias Mitzrayim how Hashem ran the world. And ad hayom hazeh, whatever I have, whether I'm blessed with children, whether I'm blessed with riches in the form, old fashioned form of animals and livestock. I remember it came to Hashem, and therefore the racious I give back to Hashem, and he lets me keep the rest. And Bezrat Hashem, the zechus of focusing on the Yad Hashem in the world and remembering who runs the world and why things happen, we should be zoche to see who you got later Shainis, see a little more Nisim. Closer to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and here Besoros Tov is Shiras Nechamos for all of Klal Yisrael.